last time on the Don and Mike Show.
Now, this guy is as close to icon status as you can get in D.C.
Right.
Who hasn't been home in the middle of the day?
Here he is, Howard G.
Yeah.
Or very late at night.
Hi, Howard.
Had seen the Kiss My Bumper guy.
Can we hear the Kiss My Bumper?
Kiss My Bumper. Just kiss it.
You be honest with me. Is your car through Senate insurance?
No. Don and Mike Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Mr. Son of a Beach.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live. 4 hours every weekday. From the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. You can call Don and Mike anytime for free at 877-365-3636.
That's Mike.
But turn your radio down. Know who would you do call.
Sit down, Danny.
Don't call to play the name game. No calls to rape women.
Sit down, Danny.
Don't ask when they're coming to your town. And don't call telling jokes.
What?
Oh, for you. The Don and Mike Show. You can get it.
Oh, really?
Move to your left. Move to your right. The Don and Mike Show. The best thing you're going to find. The Don and Mike Show. On your radio.
What?
Get into it.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime. Toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Thinking just today about Phil's mom. You know her. Mary Hochberg.
BMA.
Here she is, Mother of Christ.
Yes.
Only son. Phil Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
I'm Rob A. Rob Spiewak from the Don and Mike Show on WJFK, and I want to know, are you ready to help our team do a big win over the Giants today? What do you say, fans?
Hey, what do you say, fans?
You know, that's Phil. He can be kind of a philosopher.
You mean Phil Hochberg Crest?
Yeah. He can be kind of a philosopher. He says to me, Rob, he says, life is like a card game. Sometimes you just have to roll your hand and say, I have this.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Magic Talking Dog.
Yeah.
And all the ships at sea. Buddy Ebsen's personal proofreader, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie. And hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, nationally syndicated we are, to over 60 different markets in America via... I whispered so you wouldn't laugh.
I'm sorry.
It hurts me so when you laugh at our network.
I know.
A new episode coming at you on Wednesday.
Wednesday.
February 7th. Phone number same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Oh. Thank you, Timmy. That's 877-365-3636. 877-365-3636. What can we say?
Welcome to my world.
Welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to start with some good news.
I like good news.
Our national nightmare is over. I was speaking to that man in the cube, Buzz Burbank, moments ago. Yes. He went to the doctor today.
Yes.
I
might be ready to cry.
He has officially stopped leaking.
Yeah! Way to go!
That's right.
Fantastic.
What can I say except your colon is filled with you and mine?
Filled with you and mine. Filled with you and mine.
It's always nice starting the show with some happy news. And the happy news is that Buzz's spastic colon is finally, whatever the hell was wrong with him.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's finally okay.
Oh, that is really fantastic.
Dr. Bombay or Dr. Giggles, whoever it is, Dr. Detroit, told him today that, in fact, his leaking is over.
I'm free.
Oh, that is such good news.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
So we will just wait with bated breath, and we'll start the new pool now. We're officially starting the new pool. Anybody around the station wants to buy a square,
right,
on what Buzz's next major illness will be.
I think everybody ought to mark the calendars. I believe for the first time in over a decade, the three of us are all simultaneously very healthy.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is good news. You and I, even with our recent medical problems, we, of course, our combined age, still much younger than Buzz, who, incidentally, I'm surprised you didn't bring up yesterday on the show that Buddy Epson was a classmate of yours.
He was together.
He was a freshman when Buzz was a senior in high school.
Yeah.
And we now have the official Don and Mike Show squares. I have already bought arthritis.
Arthritis?
And I've also bought anything liver-related.
Oh, and you didn't go for hearing loss.
Someone had already taken that.
Oh, that someone was me.
What?
Okay. Yeah, so that's great news that Buzz is feeling great.
Mini stroke is still available.
Oh, I'll give you $5. Let me have mini stroke.
You got it.
Fantastic.
I'm betting on nervous breakdown.
I'm taking incontinence for 50.
As opposed to, now, Buzz, there's mini stroke.
Yes.
Partial stroke.
Uh-huh.
Fatal stroke.
Right, yeah.
I want you to know, out of reverence, only three people bid on fatal stroke.
Well, sort of encouraged.
That's because we care. We all care very deeply.
Because we love you. We're glad that you're feeling better, Buzz. Our lead story today is, of course, the numbskull down at the White House with the gun who is shooting the place up. And you can only get this perspective on the story if you live in Washington, D.C. like we do.
The perspective of journalism at its all-time finest.
That I know around the country, a lot of you saw this on CNN or Fox News or MSNBC, but you haven't lived till you've seen the local D.C. stations trying to scramble to give you the news when really they don't have the news, and
they don't have anybody with the type of real reporting experience to gather the news.
Right.
I'm surprised that Channel 9 didn't have Frank Herzog making pancakes in front of the White House today.
Unbelievable.
While they were trying to report on this story.
they go into such a total frenzy that the facts, and it's worse than it's ever been, the facts are just thrown out the window. Get it on first.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's been announced and it's been on all the stations that this lunatic was in front of the White House with a gun. And, I don't know, sometime around noon, they figured out this dude's name. And they figured out where he was from in Indiana and that he was 47 years old.
Right.
I saw that, I think, on CNN. Meanwhile, Channel 4 and Channel 7, our local NBC, ABC affiliates, they're still running the crawl on the bottom that says 17-year-old shoots gun at White House.
God. This 47-year-old man turned into a 17-year-old at the beginning of this story, and somebody had it. It spread like wildfire. They were all incorrect, and it was ridiculous.
And they're running this graphic on the bottom of the screen as they're showing the videotape of this lunatic being taken off the gurney and wheeled into the hospital. And you can see, he's a big, fat, 47-year-old guy.
Yeah, he's right in that primary snap-your-cap demo between 40 and 50.
And I wish I could tell you, I don't know if it was 4, 5, 7, or 9, but at one point, they had all of the anchors gathered around the desk, and they were trying to decipher if this was a Columbine-like shooting.
Unbelievable.
You know, because it's another teenager gone crazy.
Meanwhile, we don't know if he shot himself. We don't know if he was shot by the Secret Service.
Right.
And you are, what would you estimate, maybe 50 steps away from more media, more press, more cameras, but yet there's no information. You know, they'll say, well, they were in the White House press room and this happened outside the gates. But there is so much media down there. There are so many live media shots down there, and nobody gets any information.
Now, they all suck.
They all just want to be first. Yeah, they want to be first, and they're primarily used to having all the news spoon-fed to them from the various spinmeisters in this town, and nobody knows how to report.
Not only can they not predict when it's going to rain or when it's going to snow, they can't even tell you the facts about a lunatic who fires a gun at the White House when they got his picture on television.
Mm-hmm.
They're still saying, we don't know much about this 17-year-old boy.
God.
We don't know if this could be Columbine-related or not.
Right, I mean, it seems obvious to me that that I think when the truth surfaces, you're going to see that he was probably shot by one of the officers down there, because that's why we don't know who shot him. If the guy shot himself, they'd have it all over the place. They'd say, yeah, he shot himself. You wouldn't have that be a confusing thing, but because he was shot by a police officer, they have to go into their little, right, their little
yeah.
spin control, and none of the reporters want, you know, I mean, I cannot believe in this town how we just don't have anybody that really reports. It's just all got to be spoon-fed to them, or we're not going to get information.
And it's also a CF, because you have so many different law enforcement agencies who are
yes.
who are in the area around
right.
the White House. You've got the D.C. Metro Police. You have the Park Police.
Right.
You've got the Secret Service.
Sure.
You've got the FBI.
Right.
You know, and in the middle of all of that, you know, you've got some schmuck from Channel 9.
Right.
Who's running around saying it was a 17-year-old boy.
Astonishing.
Why would a boy do this? How could this happen? And then they go back to the file footage, and they got to show the file footage of the guy flying the airplane into the White House lawn, and the guy who had the automatic weapon about 5 years ago.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. the guy they had videotaped by, the guy that was just firing up into the air.
Oh, right. And then they immediately go to people who are arguing whether Pennsylvania Avenue should be open or closed.
Oh, God. They
tie
that
the public.
In. Because that's easy. Because you're not going to have any reporters anymore in this town. Not in Washington, D.C. Certainly not at the local stations. In the old days, didn't they used to have contacts, right? They had somebody. You'd have a reporter that would cultivate a relationship with somebody inside the police department so that when something like this happened, you'd have somebody at a high level that would leak the story, and then you get some valid information. But that doesn't happen anymore.
You know who's the lead on Channel 4 on this? Pat Collins.
Oh,
now, forget
oh
about that. You know what Pat Collins' main job at Channel 4 is?
Buying his latest tweed hat?
Yeah, first off, he wears a ridiculous goddamn Jackie Stewart driving cap. I mean, he wears it year-round.
Right.
The last major story I saw Pat Collins doing was the last time it snowed. He was on the ground showing everybody how to properly make a snow angel.
Good word.
So this is the guy who they've got down in front of the White House today,
right. yeah.
you know, working the body bag detail.
It's really astonishing. I mean, you know, I think maybe, I don't know why, but lately I've just been hypersensitive, and it might be because of the weather forecast. I've really been hypersensitive to critiquing local news. And do you realize if you watch it super early in the morning, and you watch it late at night, and you watch the, you know, the tail end of the 6 o'clock, you pretty much have the same stories that get cycled.
Sure.
It's the exact same story, just over and over and over again. There's not a lot of reporting. I mean, it's basically getting the warm body that wants to stand out in front of the, you know, the fire station or wherever the latest, you know, burning victim is.
I think the story, at least from my perspective, and I'm surprised that nobody addresses this, is, hey, isn't anybody concerned that, like, for, like, the fifth time in 6 years, some bozos just walked right in front of the White House
yeah.
and started firing a gun?
Yeah, and they, you know, they talk about the, you know, they immediately say the president was in no danger. Uh-huh. They're so quick to just report that when, in fact, you don't know that necessarily. I mean, what if the guy wasn't a lunatic and he had a, you know, he had a gun and he shot his way through whatever he had to shoot his way through? I mean, you never know that. He was steps away from the White House. Again, somebody was steps away. It blows me away how totally inept this town is when it comes to reporting news. It's ridiculous.
And like I said, they had people on. Nobody seemed to be concerned about the fact that some numbskull with a gun
right.
was like 5 feet away from the White House shooting. What they were concerned with was the fact that if you close Pennsylvania Avenue,
right.
you know, listen, you've got a lot of people who live here. They're going to have to go up 15th Street, or they're going to have to make a left turn on E Street.
Sure.
Think about the people who have to get to their jobs. This is the main concern.
You're the first person that I've heard that has said, you know, what about the concern that this has happened how many times? And what are they going to do anything about it? You know, why doesn't somebody investigate just how many warm bodies in uniforms they have down around the White House? Because it would boggle the mind how much security, Park Police, Secret Service, Metropolitan Police.
Right, they're all down there.
FBI. I mean, you got everybody there.
I mean, who gives a freak? Close down the street.
Right.
You know what I
That's
mean?
That's what it takes.
Just build a giant wall around the house. I mean, goddamn. You and I have been to the White House. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. It's a pretty easy place to get into.
It's the people's house. They were talking about that today. It being the people's house. You know, it's just. But it amazes me how they just sit there.
But it's not the people's house.
Right.
Let's face it. It's where the king lives.
It's the king.
And where the king lives, you got to have giant walls, and you got barbed wire, and you got to have. Yeah, you got to have a moat, right?
Alligators,
you dogs. You got to have one of those big catapult things that throws giant boulders at people.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen. You know, we went through all the crap to elect this guy. Let's insulate him a little bit.
Right.
And, you know,
guy pulls a gun. He steps away from the White House.
Right.
You know.
What are you doing shooting his leg?
Don't shoot him in the knee.
Shoot him in the head.
That's the President of the United States we're talking about.
Shoot him dead in the head.
Bam, bam, bam.
You know? Yeah, right. Dot, dot, dot. Eat my Luger.
And wasn't it the way I heard, you know, you don't know because there's so many different rumors floating around, but the story I heard was that he was threatening other people. You know, he would threaten other people with a gun and he would put the gun to his mouth and then he was. But the,
God, I wish I was on.
You can't get any stories.
I wish I was one of those guys. Like, hey, listen, I dare you. Go ahead. The guy puts his gun in the mouth. Do it.
Right.
I dare you. Go ahead.
Kill yourself, the worthless piece of garbage. He's right in that same kind of demographic as that guy that shot the two cops at the Capitol about a year ago.
That's right.
Yeah. And that seems to be primary.
And probably a Don and Mike show listener. He fits right. I mean, he fits right into the demographic profile. He's white.
Yeah.
Fat.
Right.
47.
Yeah. Just like the Texas 7.
His neighbors back in Evansville describe him as a quiet, good neighbor.
They always do.
I know. Same as always.
They always do.
And, you know, it's funny. What I heard also was he was not on the list compiled by the Secret Service of individuals being watched as threats to the president.
Right.
So that means that A, you know, because he wasn't on their list, oh, okay, let him walk. You know. So a guy's walking in twitching, you know, scratching himself, and just going, and, you know, just let him get closer. But then,
hey, listen, as far as I'm concerned, anyone who walks on that block is a suspect.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ.
Is he on the list now?
I'm sure he is, Rob.
Like the third shot, they put him right to the top, I'm guessing.
Said they didn't perceive him to be a threat to the president. You know, you hear this, I'd love to know where they, you know, they release
no real information, but they release that propaganda.
They say that to make you feel secure.
That's exactly what they do. You know, and as far as I'm concerned, if anybody is firing a gun, you know, somebody was outside of your house and they were 100 yards away and they began wildly shooting a gun, I wouldn't think that you were safe.
No.
You know what I mean?
I wouldn't. No.
It's ridiculous.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, did you guys see on Channel 7, is his name Bird Jacques? Does that sound like a name?
The reporter or the shooter?
No. The guy at the studio.
No, I don't know. They had the whole team of trained monkeys in there today. It's like circus time for these channels. I mean, Channel 9 had like 5 people in the studio. Channel 7 had 8 guys in there.
Yeah, it's really amazing that they go into this frenzy. They want to get their graphics on. They want to get it all tightly packaged. But nobody's going to really try to get a source. So that maybe they have. How often nowadays, on anything, on the national level or the local level, do you really get a scoop?
Hold on, I bet I know what this guy was going to say, though. I bet you're going to talk about Del Walters.
No.
Oh, no, lost the connection.
Damn it, I did hear when Channel 7 reported the guy was dead.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, my God.
Good word.
And, of course, he's never dead. He's in George Washington Hospital.
Yeah, he's fine.
With non-life-threatening injuries.
He's in the same hospital as they sent Reagan to when Reagan was shot.
Amazing.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Mike, radio guy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, question. How come a white guy can walk up to the White House and shoot a gun and get shot one time in the leg, but a black guy can reach for his wallet in New York and get shot 41 times?
Well, there are some inequities with the system. I think you got a point.
Maybe we should bring the New York cops down to guard the White House?
All right, thank you, my friend.
I tell you, the New York City cops, you know, Rudy Giuliani has cleaned up that city.
Uh-huh. And perhaps they could rape that guy with a toilet plunger.
Yes, good point.
You know, whatever those cops in New York did, you know.
Touche.
You know, they're all not that great, buddy.
A little overzealous.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing?
You and that memory of yours.
Although, wouldn't that be great that they catch that guy who's firing at the White House, mm-hmm. they bend him over, mm-hmm. and they anally rape him with a plunger?
Oh.
Right on live TV.
Yes.
That'll learn him.
Enjoy your trip to Washington, sir.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hi.
Hey, listen, I got a question for you in general. I mean, I hear you guys talk a long time about police and whatnot and what these guys did down there.
What not?
And what for?
And, I mean, what's your view? I mean, do you think that in this type of situation that the police went too far?
No, I don't blame the police or anything. And to be honest with you, we have a lot of friends that listen to this show in the Secret Service, in the Park Police, in the Metropolitan Police. Police did a good job. I was seeing nobody got hurt.
We're yelling at the media.
It's the way the media covers it that we have a problem.
And if anything, you know, and this I do mean, you got some guy in front of the White House who's shooting a gun. What are you doing shooting him in the leg? Shoot him in the head.
I'm agreeing with you 100%. I am a police officer in the suburb of D.C. And I can tell you, number one, I heard you talking about Channel 7. They're the worst. I mean, when it comes to supporting law enforcement, they're the worst. The media in general is not very favorable, but Channel 7 seems to be the worst.
I hate to keep going back to that guy that I used to work with, the guy that carried the gun that had all the state troopers.
Oh, the newsman?
Right. That guy, if there, you know, it was a local, tiny little town in Annapolis, Maryland. But if there was a murder, if there was a fatality, if there was an accident, we were first. And the only reason we were first is because this guy had so many friends in the police department that loved to call and say, hey, you know what really happened? Let me tell you, that guy had a pole sticking out of his butt. Yeah. You know, and then we'd be on the air with him.
Yeah, we're not coming down on the cops. You know, if anything, I just wish the cops would have just off the guy. I mean, who cares about saving this douchebag's life? He's down in front of the White House shooting a gun.
Yeah. And then the perimeter.
Hold on,
you know,
I got a guy who's got the story about how they broke in to say the guy was dead. Hello, Wayne.
Yeah. Hey, Don.
Hey.
Hey, what happened? Well, the guy reports that he's deceased. The guy's dead at the hospital. And then.
Wait a minute. So you're saying there was a reporter at the hospital that came on and said he had passed away?
No. The guy at the studio.
The guy at Channel 7.
Yeah.
The anchor.
Hey, is Verzhok, is that one of the guys at Channel 7?
Who? Yeah. Yes,
that's
it is.
That's the guy.
Okay.
He goes, the guy reports the guy's deceased. Arrived at the hospital deceased.
The guy.
A commercial, and when they came back from the commercial, he tells me what was going on. He goes, first thing we're going to have to do is start reporting these facts accurately. He's not dead.
Wow. He got fed that from some producer.
Well, if
you
had turned on Channel 9, Channel 9 at the exact same time that Channel 7 was saying the guy was dead, Channel 9 had the camera on the guy being wheeled into the hospital, talking to people.
I would love to know.
Obviously, he was alive when they were wheeling him into the hospital.
I'd love to know how that happened. Like, I'd love to know where he got that from. Somebody, like, feeding it into his IFB going, sure. Hey, he's dead, man. Report he's dead. Go on the air with it right now.
I've just been handed this bulletin. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah.
Jesus, they are out of their minds.
They do. They go into such a frenzy. I mean, you want to talk about panic.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you guys doing? One of your law enforcement buddies.
Yes, hello. Hello, Officer Friendly.
I'm a cop in D.C. I've been out for 10 years. Why they shot him in the leg actually is an accident. When we're trained to shoot, two in the chest and one in the head, center mass, and then one in the head in case that doesn't drop. Go down.
Isn't that basically you're trained to shoot to the largest part of the body?
Yeah, we don't like to say trained to shoot to kill. We say trained to stop the threat because, you know, we really don't want to kill anyone because we're officer friendly.
Trained to stop the threat.
So basically what happened was this guy missed and hit him in the leg.
Or maybe he had big legs. So you're saying, if you shoot for the largest part of the body, maybe the guy had, like, you know, gigantic thighs or something.
Yeah.
I've been wounded in the penis.
are you saying
that he was shot by the officers?
He was shot, and he was shot in the leg. Let's just say that wasn't the intended target, but
gotcha.
Trying to get the adrenaline pumping, you know, the things happen, and the shot gets jerked, and it hits, because the guy wasn't pointing the gun at his leg, the guy was pointing the gun at his head.
All right, gotcha. Thank you, my friend. All right.
All right, good.
Keep our streets safe.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes. Am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
Okay. You missed it. You're talking about the local news. You missed the national. CNN. I was watching the channel. They broke in to say we have a breaking report from Washington. They go to this girl, and she says, something's going on differently here at the White House, but we don't know what.
Back to you.
And they said, okay, well, keep us updated.
Yeah, that's exactly. You know, they'll make the decision to go on the air just to say they went on the air.
Something's happened at the White House.
I have no idea what. I was eating my lunch.
Now back to Lou Dobbs and Moneyline.
I was reading a press release that was handed to me that I was going to base my report on later that afternoon.
This is Lou Dobbs.
Lou Dobbs.
And then maybe
Lou Waters.
Yes, it is, but we always love calling him Lou Dobbs.
There is a Lou Dobbs. Yes.
There's a Lou Dobbs who used to be the financial reporter for CNN.
And Lou Waters is the guy, the Ted Baxter-like guy that we love goofing on.
Lou Waters.
Lou Waters. I mean, he's got the Ted Baxter hair on CNN.
What can you tell me? What's going on?
In the middle of all of this, and again, I wish I could tell you which channel, because I was flipping between all four of them. But one of them, it's obvious they're just padding because they got no information.
Right.
It might have been on Channel 5, maybe. I can't say for sure. But the thought was, okay, they caught the guy. The guy's 47. The president's okay. How will this impact the NBA All-Star game this weekend?
Come on.
You know, it's like, who gives a crap about the NBA All-Star game, right?
It's truly amazing. They find, now the reporters are trying to find the easy angle.
Yeah, should we close Pennsylvania Avenue? And what about the NBA All-Star game? Why don't we just call Rick Dees in to do this coverage?
Listen, okay, here's Lou. I'm on the corner. Now, we don't have any information as to whether there was a shooting or whether gunshots were fired. Somebody heard them. But with me, I have a PR director for the NBA.
This is Rick Dees reporting for Channel 7. The question is, should they close Pennsylvania Avenue?
That's the important question.
What about the NBA All-Star Jam this weekend?
I'm a loser.
Rick Dees, Channel 7. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi there.
I also wanted to say how Channel 7 at first reporting that was a 17-year-old kid.
Oh, yeah, well, they weren't the only ones.
Yeah,
they all did.
Everybody.
Everybody
reported that.
And then they went on to report on Channel 7 that it was a 57-year-old guy from Indiana, which it was actually one of the guys they were planning on interviewing.
It was a 47-year-old guy from Indiana, so at least they were closer. I mean, if they were playing The Price is Right.
Yeah.
They were trying to blame, like, some guy they sent in to, like, interview one of the guys that was walking around on the tour.
All right, thank you. I think what she's saying, and let me see if I can articulate it a little better, because I did see the TV stations doing this today. They were getting a lot of their information about what happened, like from Japanese tourists that were coming out of the Washington Monument.
Where it happened. Those were the people who were threatened were the people that were waiting in line for the White House tour.
We are down here. What did you see?
Well, I heard some sound. I said to my husband, it must be from firecracker going off.
Duck!
Yeah.
Duck.
Aye, run for life.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, there's also another incident down in Annapolis today where a nut walked into the FBI field office wearing a flak jacket. They were concerned that it might be somehow some concerted effort at two different locations.
Really?
All right, yeah. Thank you, my friend.
That's good. Did you have anything on the wire about that?
We haven't seen anything about that, but what we have seen is they've evacuated the Treasury building because of a noxious odor in the building.
Oh, really?
Probably not related. Probably not related, but
that guy probably that was going to the White House didn't, like, rip one down at the Treasury building. And then... Oh, listen, about the NBA All-Star game, I got to tell you this. This morning about 10:30, my phone rings, and I go, hello? And he goes, hey, Don. I go, yeah. He goes, it's Stevie V. Stevie V? Who the hell is Stevie V? I think it might be a disc jockey friend of mine or something.
Right.
Well, he goes, Stevie V, don't you remember me? What junior high? Stevie V.
Do you remember a Stevie V?
Yeah, I do. It comes back to me. And right away I say, well, how did you get this number?
How'd you get this number?
And he tells me the chain of people that he went through, my high school friends. And this guy was... He was an acquaintance of mine in high school, at best junior high and high school. And I haven't talked to him since... I thought about it after I hung up the phone. Since 1974.
Wow. A while ago.
That's the last time I spoke to him. So do the math in your head. That's, coming up on 30 years.
Wow. Yeah, if you want to know what kind of outfits people were wearing, you just go look at that videotape of the Osmond show that you have.
So he says, hey, it's Stevie V. I say, where'd you get the number? He said, I go, I got it from Moon. My other friend.
Moon Mullen?
Moon Mullen, right.
How can I forget those names of your friends?
I think Moon Mullen actually came on the show that one time. He operates at Denny's now or something.
Flash, Moon Mullen, Stretch.
Right.
All those guys.
Doofus. All the guys that I hung around with.
I mean, your friends, your childhood friends, read like out of a comic book.
Yeah. So he says, hey, how you doing? And I say, I'm doing great. What's up? He says, well, at first I want to say that... gosh, we're all, real proud. We listen to your show every day, and we can't believe that it's you on the radio. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, thanks. Thanks a lot, Steve. I said, what do you do? And he said, I work for Roto-Rooter. And I said,
there you go.
Well, that's That's interesting work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, still wondering where he's going with this conversation. And he says, we go through all the crap with, how is your family? And I have to ask him all this, how is your family? You know, meanwhile, a guy I haven't talked to for 22 years. Then we get right down to the, we're running out of conversation. He says, okay, here's why I called. I said, okay. He says, I need 4 tickets for the NBA All-Star game this weekend. Oh, my God. And I said, you know what? I'm the wrong guy to call. I said, because I don't have access to those tickets. He said, oh, come on. Come on. I got 4 tickets. I really need them. I've promised them. I know you can get them. Can't you get me the tickets to the game?
Oh, my God.
And I said,
wow.
I said, Stevie, I'm not going to the NBA All-Star game. And then he says, well, what about a party? Could you get me tickets? I read in the paper that Alonzo Mourning's having a party. I said, no, listen, I'm sorry.
You know, it's really nice when you get those friends or even acquaintances from the past that, you know, wait 22 years and then ask you for something.
But just wait, because it gets better. But, and I'm very polite with the guy. I'm very friendly with him. And it ends up, I say, listen, Stevie, I don't know anybody with the Bullets or the Wizards, whatever they are. I'm not involved with it. I'm real sorry. I can't help you. My best advice would be to go to one of those ticket services and maybe you can buy a ticket. And he says, okay, well, I thought you could help me. I said, well, no, I'm sorry, I can't. And he said, and your show sucks.
Oh.
And he hung up.
Unbelievable.
And he hung up.
Well, I hope he gets S all over his hands next time he has to snake a toilet.
Stevie V. So I just thought I'd mention that because I'm sure he's listening right now.
What a dick.
Stevie V.
Unbelievable.
Think about that, Stevie V, while you're picking the feces out from under your fingernails tonight.
Unbelievable.
First call in 22 years.
Wow.
And then he has the balls to say that.
He was pissed. He was pissed.
What a jerk. Like why am I going, oh, okay, listen, let me call Michael Jordan right up and get you 4 tickets for the game.
Unbelievable if you could get them.
No, yeah, and
even if you could get them, he calls after 22 years?
If I could have, I would have.
Because he shared a classroom with you 22 years ago?
That was my point.
Oh, that sucks.
And I was very nice and polite and said, hey, you know, I'm sorry. And it was when I said to him, my advice would be to go to one of these ticket brokers and see if you can get some tickets. He said, okay. Yeah, hey, and your show sucks.
Wow.
And he hung up? No, there was just a moment of silence. I said, excuse me? Click.
Wow.
Hey. Wow.
Thank you, Stevie V.
Unbelievable.
Right.
People are strange.
Oh, man, I would be, oh, God, white hot at that.
Yeah,
how much
was.
Time? How much time total did it become?
15 minutes.
Whoa. So he goes through the whole crap.
With all the stuff.
With no sincerity whatsoever.
And I should have known that I was being set up.
You got to call
for something.
You got to get that paper trail. You know, maybe make a couple of calls, trace back the individual.
Well, don't think I didn't try.
Right.
And I immediately, when I started 69, I got that thing saying the number that was called cannot be.
Yeah.
And the problem is, I don't remember Stevie V's last name. So I'm going to have to call some of my buddies tonight and find out his last name.
Sure, and find out who was the one that gave him the number.
So I know who gave him the number.
Was Moon Mullen the one that gave
Moon
him the number?
That gave him the number. I don't fault Moon Mullen.
Right.
But what I would like to do is call Moon Mullen right. to say, first off, what is Stevie V's last name?
Right.
And second, you give me that MS-er's phone number.
Yeah.
Because I'd like to call Mr. Roto-Rooter up.
That, you know, that's like getting a friend of an acquaintance that wants something.
I got a call from a stranger one day at home. The phone rang, and it was somebody I'd never met before. And he said, I'm sorry to bother you. My mom passed away recently, and we need to unload her property. And I figured you'd have some money, so I wondered if you'd be interested in buying it.
Jesus, what?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, that's worse than me, because at least this guy, I mean, I did remember.
You knew him, at least.
But I was wondering the whole
thing. You must have just, that must have been one of those moments where you sit there with the phone in your hand.
Yeah, you just
and
look
you
at
just
it.
Pause
like,
and go, what was that?
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Yeah.
And I was trying to figure out, I knew 3 minutes into the conversation the guy wanted something.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because it was like 3 minutes of, hey, do you remember back when we did this and back when we did this? You remember that time that we did this? Mm-hmm. Remember this game? Do you remember when we went here? Remember we did, yeah. Great times. Do you keep in touch with anybody? Just a couple of guys, really. A couple of guys. You know, what do you do, Steve? I work for Roto-Rooter. I didn't say anything.
Right.
Right. I was like, well, you know, hey, It's probably interesting work.
Unbelievable.
And then more small talk, and then boom. Not one ticket, not two. I need four tickets.
Wow.
And I've already promised them to my friends.
Yeah, a million ways in this day and age to get tickets.
Right.
He wanted free tickets.
Yeah. So, Stevie V, if you're listening now, and I know you are listening, have the balls to call the show. And let's have this discussion on the radio today.
That would be a wonderful idea.
I welcome the call from Stevie V. And if he doesn't call me, I'll call some of my crew from back in high school. I'll make some calls tonight, and I'll find out his phone number.
Very good.
Maybe we'll call him up on the radio tomorrow.
Wonderful idea.
What the hell? Just to see what's new in the world of Roto-Rooter. Okay?
Wow. Jesus Christ. Your show sucks, Click.
Jesus. The balls. And it was your show sucks, and I said, excuse me? And then there was one beat, two beat, Click.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
The gall.
Thanks, buddy.
That's funny.
Hey, remember me? Hey, it's Stevie V.
Oh, we're real proud of you. Your show sucks, Clay.
Stevie V. Oh, hold on, Mike. Joining us now. Well, this will be a great showdown. Let me welcome in Stevie V.
Oh, fantastic.
Stevie. Oh, fantastic.
Hi, Stevie.
You got me. I was really excited. You got me worked up with that. I was waiting. Hi, Stevie. How you doing?
No, it ain't Stevie.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
This is not my high school friend, Stevie V?
No, it's not.
Hey, Stevie, do you have a cold?
Yes, I do.
Who is this?
What do you think it is?
Stevie V?
No, a monster.
Who?
A monster.
We don't know any monster.
Yes, you do.
No, we don't.
Yes, you do.
No, we don't.
Yes, you do.
No, we don't.
Hello?
Is this a parrot?
The only monster we know roars.
Oh, you are sick, aren't you?
You're sick. Tom Gavin is sick.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Mike. Hey, Don.
Hi, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hi, buddy.
How sick are you, Tom?
I'm not that. Will you hold for a second?
He'll be right back.
Can we hold for a second?
Stevie B was gone.
It's shocking with that lifestyle that he...
Hello?
Hold on, Elisa came in with a note that Virg Jock works for Channel 9 and didn't report this story. Channel 9 is pissed.
Uh-oh.
All right, well, there was a guy on one of the channels. I don't remember the guy's name, but one of the...
Well, let's find it. It was Channel 7, I guess.
I thought it was Channel 7 that reported...
No, it was a different anchor. Maybe it was Del Walters.
The dude was dead.
But now you're going to be off Gravier's Christmas card list.
Gravier Dinza?
Right.
Right.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, that guy was nuts this morning.
Wild.
Yes, he was, Tom. Brilliant observation.
Outspoken, as always, our political correspondent, Tom Gavin.
Yep.
Tom, what's your take on the shooting today at the White House?
I hate it.
That's good, Tom. Very good analysis.
Sam.
And how's everything else in your life?
Good.
Tom, what would you do to ensure that this kind of violent attack doesn't happen again?
Get more security people.
Brilliant observation. Again, Tom, how many T-shirts have you sold?
I sold... six plus four, and I met, what's her name, Sunday night at Sully's.
Are you talking about lane closure?
Yep, lane closure.
Wow. And six plus four would be how many, Tom?
Six. Nine.
Right,
you're
exactly
right. You're absolutely right.
And all right, you enjoyed lane closure?
Yep.
You know, we had her on the show the other day.
Yeah.
You know, Lane Closure is...
Traffic girl.
Very hot. She's on TV. Her real name is Kristen Nash. And when I was talking to her off the air the other day, Tom...
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you off the air what she said. Hold on a second.
And then we can get Tom back on the air, perhaps, and get Tom's reaction to what Don's going to say.
Hey,
Don did have a private conversation.
Okay, I got to take you off the air, right? Take myself off the air, okay? So I want to tell you something very graphic.
All right, now Don is telling Tom graphically what Lane Closure said she wanted to do to Tom, to and with Tom Gavin. And then we'll find out what Tom's reaction is. The reason Don is taking himself off the air is because what he's describing is so lewd, so graphic.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what happens.
Can't wait to hear what Tom's reaction is.
Let's see. I only wish I could hear this conversation going on, but I know he's using a lot of hand gestures.
He's lovely.
Rob's giving me the thumbs up. It's pretty spicy.
I told him the truth.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep. And Tom, your reaction to that?
It is very good.
Very good.
You like
very
that.
Good. So you'd like to return the favor?
Yes.
I don't know. What I described, I don't think Tom could return.
Ah.
Yes, I can.
No, Tom, you couldn't return that.
Really?
Yes.
So were you attracted to Lane Closure?
There's both of them there. There's Lane Closure and somebody else.
Another girl?
Tom, yep. The sexual act that I just explained to you, do you understand why only she could do that to you and you could not do that to her?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Explain it to me.
Because I'm a guy.
Right.
Okay.
I know what you were telling him.
Got it. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Well, that's exactly what she said she wanted to do to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice offer from a lovely lady, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah.
What did you like about Lane Closure? What's your favorite thing about her?
She got curly hair.
And?
Nice body.
Nice body. What do you like best about her body?
Anything.
No, what specifically do you like best about her body?
Small hips.
Small hips.
Oh, small hips.
Interesting.
Wow. What else do you like about her?
She was very nice to me on Sunday night.
Yeah, what's your second favorite body part on Lane?
I can't say it. If I say it, you'll be blamed.
Say it in a nice way.
Give me the first letter.
S-E-X.
Sex. No. What's your favorite body part besides her hips? What part of her body would you like to kiss the most?
Her mouth.
Oh, that's sweet. Nice.
All right, besides her mouth.
Her pussy. Tom, you never let us down, man.
Good night.
Nope.
Her pussy.
Her pussy.
All right, thank you, Tom.
Hey,
we have a new word. Tom Gavin out on Friday night looking for some pussy.
No, Sunday night.
Sunday night looking for some pussy.
Yeah.
Now, can I come with y'all to the Las Vegas style show in Reno?
No.
No, Tom.
Absolutely not. Thanks for the call, though, Tom.
Okay.
All right, bye, buddy.
Bye. Tom Gavin is a pussy magnet.
P-U-Z-Z-Y.
So you heard it here. He's most likely to kiss her fuzzy.
Okay, let's clear the lines. You know, we had a winner yesterday with the secret song. We have a brand new secret song for you today. I'll give you a free listen right now.
All right,
here's the new secret song. Secret song number 5. Listen up. That's it. And that is from the 90s.
Ooh.
All right, tell us the song by title and artist. You win $500. Call right now, 877-365-3636. Please, no pussies allowed.
Number 1, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
Don't tell me they're just like letting the audience just stand out there like that. Oh, my God. Okay. Let's hurry off, seriously. This is retarded. They told me they were going to do a vamp. Oh, no. What are they doing? Okay, let me see. Oh, my vamp is destroyed. I broke. I thought they were going to... I know. Well, I'm just not going to just stand out. I thought they were going to vamp. Okay, thanks. This is retarded.
Right. There's an element of meanness in them. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All you guys who want to bang Britney Spears should listen to that tape about 1,000 times. He wouldn't be too annoying, would she?
That guy Timberlake, is that who she's involved with?
Yeah. But she's a virgin, Mike.
Ah, yeah, there's a lucky guy.
Call her 100 time, and here we go. Hello, John and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Right. Hi, who's this, please?
This is Mark calling from San Jose.
Mark from San Jose, California. Mark?
Listening on KHTT.
KHTK.
Or whatever.
Not the split pubic hairs, but, you know, that's how we get our ratings.
Yes, make sure KHTK, Don. Thank you.
Make sure you know the station you're listening to.
Yeah, and whatever you do, don't say whatnot.
Yes, sir.
And if you're ever in doubt about the Don and Mike Show, just write down P-U-Z-Z-Y.
Fuzzy. Oh, man. I got to give you some of that.
Well, listen, you've won a loving couple monkey gram from Worldwide Monkey Gram.
No way.
It's a male monkey. And a female monkey, and you can tell because the female monkey has a puzzy.
A fuzzy puzzy.
Unless you want a box of chocolate truffles, send a worldwide monkey gram today by calling 1-800-85-85-101. Now, we have a brand new secret song number 5. This is a song from the 90s. We'll play it for you. Give it to us with title and artist. We'll give you $500. Please don't answer till Mike sings like
Kid Rock.
Someone's been watching MTV.
No, someone's been soliciting suggestions from the studio audience.
We'll be back with your guest on speed.
Caller, name this secret song.
There. There it is. Do you have the Kid Rock selection ready?
Yes, I do.
The money that we're giving away is courtesy of our friends upstairs at Main Street Title, and we thank them.
My name is Kid Rock.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That there would be a Right Said Fred with I'm Too Sexy for My Shirt.
Would you please repeat that?
That would be Right Said Fred with I'm Too Sexy for My Shirt.
Well, if I wanted to be a ball buster, I'd say no.
Well, it's the catwalk, I guess, is the name.
Wow.
Way to go. One day.
That's it.
One layer,
baby.
Because technically, it's I'm Too Sexy.
Too Sexy for My Shirt.
Oh, well, I'm not a very technical fella.
Well, here's the backwards version. And here's what we had.
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave.
Fuzzy.
Yeah, Mike had it also.
Yeah, right before we went to commercials, I figured it out.
It was that drum that gave it away.
That's a pisser.
Hey, sir, I must inform you that both Mr. Geronimo and Mr. Spiewak are, I would describe them as crestfallen right now.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they're not happy.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Yeah, we thought it would be a tough one.
Thought it might go, you know, like two guesses at least. That was the plan.
Calvin, listen, good for you. You won $500.
Well, I haven't been able to close on any of the other ones, if that's any consolation.
You and me, sir, we aced it.
That's all, Mike.
Congratulations. Thank you for listening.
Sir.
All right, enjoy your money.
Thanks, Todd.
Look at you.
Wow. They're down, aren't they?
You look like I did yesterday when I lost a blackjack.
You were happy.
I was happy. You know, we should not have left that
beer in.
I know. Live and learn. Yeah. All right. You know what? We'll get you next time.
We sure will.
Yeah, we'll fix your wagon next time.
Hope you like B-sides.
Hope you like deep cuts.
Right. Are you going to break your rule of the top 10 songs?
No, we're going to keep it. You got a new one ready?
No.
Oh, you don't even have the new one carted up yet?
I thought it would go one day.
Jesus. Okay, don't yell at me.
Hey, boys.
Okay.
It's attention. Come on.
Love you.
Come on now.
I'm happy with the listeners.
Yes, we're very happy for the listeners.
I know you are. It's written all over your face.
Damn it. First friggin' guess.
You know, right before we went to break, I told Don, I gave him my guess, and you would think, that's it. No, the reaction, this is exactly what the reaction is. The reaction is, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly the reaction. Yeah, that's it.
No, I didn't
you
do it like that.
You got
it.
Shut up.
I didn't do it like that.
Shut up.
I didn't do it like that. Way to go. You're number one. All right, we'll have a new secret song for you. We have it before the end of the show today?
No.
All right, he's got to go back. And
Rob. Ladies and gentlemen, I can warn you all right now. Just get ready for the Rubik's Cube that the next one's going to be.
Take the next one and really F it up.
You got it.
I mean, I know that we were going to make the next one a little easier. We thought that was a hard one.
We did.
I bet it was hard for most people.
This is Sam Huff. Yeah, it was hard for you and hard for the first guy that called in on the contest. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Who could count on the president of the Right Said Fred fan club calling up? I mean, it's not like it was a tremendous...
Well, no. That's the president of the Right Said Fred fan club sitting right there.
Well, I mean, you know what I said. I mean, I said, that's the I'm Too Sexy song. I would not, if you had pressed me,
you know, I wouldn't have gotten Right Said Fred. I have no memory of that.
The fact remains,
much like very, very limited memory of Kid Rock.
You know, the fact remains, Mike is too sexy for my cat. So he remembers the song.
Thank all right, well, congratulations.
I love it.
He wins the $500.
Oh, yeah. Right, we're not happy.
Broken heart.
But I guarantee you the next one, you better be on your toes because the next one will be tough.
We should be happy that the listeners have won, but if you knew the battles that we have to go through to get money to give away on this show.
Yeah. Well, at least the one before that went a long time.
Mm-hmm. 2 weeks.
2 weeks is a long time, though.
I know.
That doing it every day.
Okay. Well, we'll fix your wagons tomorrow. Congratulations. I'm happy the guy won.
I think I've got a general idea what the next song it'll sound like, the next clue. It'll sound like this.
No. It'll be a good 5 seconds.
Okay.
That I promise you.
All right.
Oh, Rob, no. There is no such song called F the Listener. Rob just wrote a note that the next song should be called F the Listener.
That's why this is the greatest show on radio. We love it when our listeners win.
No. We just like to stretch it out a little bit.
Sure. Both of you were very surprised that...
You know, we like our contest to be like a woman's puzzy after she's had a child.
Ah.
We like to stretch it out a little bit. But, no, congratulations.
Way to go, sir.
Brand new secret song tomorrow, on the episode tomorrow. Okay?
Did Right Said Fred ever have another hit after that?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Dumb MFers.
One hit wonder.
That's right. I don't blame you, Mike.
Right.
I don't blame the listener. I don't blame me and Rob. I blame Right Said Fred. Well,
live and learn.
Yeah. We'll get you next time. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, it's Barry over at Channel 4. I wanted to talk about Don and Mike about today's afternoon's activities.
Blah, 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 blah.
Barry. Ooh. Barry, what do you do at Channel 4?
I work down in the basement.
You're not an announcer?
No.
What do you mean you work in the basement at Channel 4?
Well, I work down in the engineering area.
All right, what would you like to say on behalf of Channel 4?
Well, the thing about it is that the reason everything is so crazy is because it's the ratings period.
Barry, how about we try an experiment?
Okay.
You try breathing through your nose for the rest of this conversation.
How many cigarettes you smoke during an average shift there, Barry?
None at all.
All right, you a large man of larger carriage?
You bet you.
Okay, all right. So
just like you guys.
The breathing. Well, you know, I think Don and I usually can get some sentences out without, you know,
well,
gasping for oxygen.
Right up. You know, expected to wait for 20 minutes while the screener put me in a hole.
Right. I understand, Barry. You work in television. Therefore, you're not used to anything of a spontaneous nature.
No, not at all.
Being as you work in television, you like everything spoon-fed to you.
Hey, Barry, is Joe Krebs as pretty in person as he is on TV?
Absolutely.
Being an engineer, he didn't expect to have to wait.
You know, I got up extra early this morning just to see Barbara Harrison on that exercise bike.
Yeah. Well,
whoa.
But you couldn't see the bike.
So anyway, I got to run, but I thought you wanted to,
All right, thank you for that expert analysis. The reason they went crazy is because it's the ratings sweep.
Well, it's because you have to attract a big audience. And if you're not crazy about the audience, then, you know, the other two stations will get it.
Can you tell me something?
What's that?
Do you have to wash Susan Kidd's underpants after the 5 o'clock newscast every day?
No, not at all.
whose job is it at Channel 4 to wash her underpants?
Well, they work up on the first floor.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm not sure it changes from day to day.
So you're separated from them?
Yeah.
Really? How about Bob Ryan, whoever paints his hair? Whose job is that?
Oh, they're up on the second floor.
Really?
Yeah. And what about the guy who has to paint George Michael's bald spot?
Oh, I can't talk about that.
Can't talk about that?
Not at all.
So you got all the engineers over there listening to the show?
Occasionally, yeah.
Very good.
When you're not doing anything.
When you're not doing anything. Yeah, right. So that's all the time.
Right. It's all automated.
That's fantastic.
Susan can't ever let a big, gigantic beaver out in the studio?
I don't know. I always work in the basement.
All right. Who grooms Doreen Gensler's pussy?
I don't know. Don't know about that one either.
Hey, you're really feeling good about calling now, aren't you?
Yeah, sure am.
Glad you're representing Channel 4.
Hey, thanks. Bye.
That's a bye.
Bye.
Because it's the ratings. If it wasn't the ratings sweeps, they'd be all over that, Don.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I wanted to find out when you guys are going to be in Reno.
Well, what does the ad say? 2 weeks. Something like that.
The 23rd of February?
No.
Don't you listen?
I missed the tail end of the commercial.
How many times have we run that?
Don't they run the ads on the station in Reno?
I don't listen to this station in Reno unless I'm in Reno.
Where are you at?
I'm in Sacramento.
Oh, you know what? All right, cut this guy a slack burger because there are going to be a lot of people who make the drive over the mountain from Sacramento to Reno to come see
it. When you play the one here, do you, I mean, that's heard in Sacramento, though,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, hold on.
That wonderful Jason Veazey, Barry White impression.
The Don and Mike Show cordially invites you to a beautiful evening in Lake Tahoe, Nevada, Friday, February 23rd.
There it is right there. How
there it is.
It?
Beautiful.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Man, they better get there early. You know, when we've done this before where we've done something in Reno and they have that Sacramento contingent come in and it kind of doubles, you know, there are two markets that are coming out to see this show.
What would you need more bleach for? That just made me think of a quick question.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to clean underpants.
Right.
After a performance.
Mm-hmm.
Susan Kidd from Channel 4.
Right.
Or Barry White.
Oh, man. Depends on the time of year.
Summertime.
Barry White.
And the living is easy.
Outdoor concert.
Susan Kidd. Hot television lights.
Yeah, all the time.
Sitting down in her pantsuit.
Right.
Doing live at 5.
During rating sweeps.
Yeah.
How about Mike Buchanan?
Oh. He doesn't wear underpants.
Ah, of course he doesn't.
And what about poor Susan Kidd at Channel 4? Are they making her do, I know you said that Barbara Harrison was doing like the workout thing.
Right.
Are they making poor Susan Kidd do the diet feature again this year?
I hope not. That's very cruel to do that to her.
Which they do every single year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's this lady at Channel 4, Susan Kidd.
The kids are all on that peanut butter and applesauce diet. I saw that on the local news.
And I guess until we start talking about her underpants, she would be considered a friend of the show.
Yeah, I mean, she knows you mean that in fun.
But they trot her out during the sweeps. Because she's like... that lady from Survivor who's coming on the show.
Yeah, she's a big-boned woman.
That's how big she is. Big
kind of fluctuates. You know, her weight goes up and down.
Big Susan Kidd. And it's always, Susan Kidd's on the latest diet.
Right.
How will it pan out for Sue? Find out today on Live at 5.
Oh, what's the one I heard? You know, you have to be ever vigilant. I love slamming local news because I think it's the biggest suck fest in the world. And now one tease about it the other day. You know, what's running through your backyard? It could kill you.
Oh, it was the one about
pipelines or something?
Pipelines where they have a sign up that says danger.
Right.
And then they have a guy, they cut to a guy who says, if I lived anywhere near there, I'd sell my house. You know, because apparently one time,
right,
some house blowed up real good.
Do you wash your own windows? It could kill you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, Don and Mike, what's going on?
Hi.
Just so you know, they just announced on the news right now that the guy's last name is Pickett and that he worked for the IRS.
Well, I think his name has been out there for hours.
A couple hours, yeah.
I just flipped it on because I heard you guys talking about it.
Did he work for the IRS in Indiana?
It does not.
Yes, yes, and he had just been fired by the IRS, which may explain his state of mind.
Gotcha. All right, thank you.
No problem.
See you later.
Bye-bye. Tonight on News 5, that man doing your audit might be unstable.
God. All right, let me tell you what happened last night at my house. Now, let me preface this by saying that if on a weeknight, on a school night,
mm-hmm.
if I ever had the balls to invite 3 or 4 of my friends over to come downstairs and sit around my poker table and drink and cackle
right.
until the wee hours, I'd be here today as a eunuch. I would not have my genitals. They would be cut off.
Right.
I got home from work last night, and Frida says, oh, listen, some of my girlfriends are coming over tonight. We're going to be planning a lunch that we're going out on next week.
Right.
Now, I don't know why you can't, you know, if you're going to plan a lunch, just say, okay, how about, you know, Corner Diner, 12 noon next Wednesday.
Be the place where the thing, you know.
No, well, they come over, and they got the bottles of wine happening, and they're downstairs, and they've got the music going, and they're sitting around the poker table.
Were they playing Right Said Fred?
No, they weren't, but they were playing other gay music.
Okay.
And
sorry, Rob.
I heard them from upstairs. I could hear the music and hear the cackling. And I didn't go downstairs. I didn't go downstairs. Finally, I went downstairs with my wife and 3 of her friends. And as soon as I walked in, they all had pieces of paper in their hand, and they all went like this. They went, hi, what are you doing?
They're doing something naughty.
So they crumpled the paper up, and they were all hiding them behind their back and trying to put them in the garbage. And I said, what are you writing down? And each one of the women, I went around to them and said, no, nothing. We're not writing anything down. And then finally, one of them, who was the drunkest, I guess, said, we are compiling lists of all of the men we've slept with.
Oh, my God. It was a festive party.
Yeah. You know, and it's a good thing I'm very secure because, frankly, I don't care, you know, who my wife has been with. I think I know most of the guys, but, you know, whatever. What she did before she knew me was fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be curious to know about the other girls, about how many guys were on the list.
In that room with the women there, did you speculate as to who might have had the longest list?
No, well I have my own speculation.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. I mean, in your own mind, did you kind of...
Yeah.
And there's not a guy in the world that wouldn't see that and immediately try to process that.
Right. Well, listen, I knew who the winner is going in. I'm not going to say her name. But I'm sure I know who the winner is. But my point is that if it was me down there with my friends on a weeknight drinking and being rowdy, first off, I'd be yelled at like nobody's business. And if she came downstairs and caught us making lists of girls we'd banged...
Ooh, it's a pretty interesting double standard, isn't it?
It sure is.
She probably would be in the doghouse.
Right.
Which house would it be? Would it be 72 degrees?
Oh yeah. Hold on. After I call Frito, Mike's got the Rick D story of the day for you.
All right. Unbelievable. Now, there is a double standard there. There's no doubt about that.
There sure is. They're all laughing and happy.
What time did the party break up?
Oh, way after 11. Way after I went to bed.
Boy, happy Tuesday.
You can leave it.
Way after one of them who was bombed was screaming that she wanted pancakes.
How about some flapjacks?
That's
right
the last
now.
Thing I heard last night.
Oh, you know you're wasted when you want flapjacks.
I want pancakes. Make me pancakes. That's the last thing I heard as I was trying to go to bed.
Make me pancakes. Shut up.
And Frida was refusing to make pancakes.
Good for her.
Said you should have had something to eat before you came over here. I drank a bottle of wine.
Make me pancakes. You go down there, they're all naked.
Well, she's not there. Maybe she'll call in later.
Oh, God.
But,
she's not sleeping or anything, is she right now?
I actually want to know,
right.
When I was leaving for work today, my wife was coming back from going to the doctor, and I said, what are you going to be doing today? First thing she said, Cat nap.
Yeah.
Got to get a cat nap.
Yeah, late night last night.
All right, well, you know most of my neighbors, Mike.
You're the man.
This,
writing it down.
That's, I was curious. Was there any doubt?
Yeah. Can I just guess?
Yeah, well, Buzz. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You know what?
What's great about this is I'm thinking that you're thinking we hardly.
Sure.
I mean, maybe what? Twice?
Couple
three times?
A year, maybe.
Sure.
Yeah.
Had to be her.
That's funny.
Had to be her.
It is funny. She's funny because when she came over to the house last night, they just, two of the women just let themselves in. Frida was downstairs in the basement doing something, and I was talking with Bart, and we were watching a basketball game. So he leaves the room, and it was just me sitting with my wife's friends, and the woman in question here, she said, "We're sitting together alone." And I said, "Yes, I realize that." She said, "You know we're not allowed to be together alone."
She's a minx.
Yeah. I said, "Yes, I know we're not allowed to be together alone." She said, We better go downstairs. I said, "No, stay. Stay up here. Stay. Lay with me.
Please God, lay with me."
But she's so terrified of her husband and my wife,
sure,
that she checked the clock, and 2 minutes after she said to me, "We better go," she said, "Well, I've been up here way too long.
Wow.
I better go."
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting dynamic there.
Yeah, well, there's, you know, listen, let's face it. She is attracted to me.
I'm sure.
She is attracted to me.
You know where you're alone.
But I'm a pro.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm a pro.
Yeah.
I can be neighbor and be friend.
Of course you can.
Without being lover.
Responsible. Man, do you have your libido in check?
Yes, I do.
You know?
I can't help it.
Just because a woman finds you irresistible doesn't mean that you're going to succumb.
You can discipline yourself.
Yes, I can.
Not like a lot of people, but you can discipline yourself.
Sure, I can.
Way to go, Don. Mm-hmm. Sure, I can. You can look at a comment like that, like we're here alone. You can chalk it up to what it is.
That's right.
Right.
She loves me. She is in freaking love with me. And I, anyway, I bet without naming names, she probably had, I guarantee you this, if she didn't have the longest list, she probably had the most diverse list.
Right.
The list of the most offbeat characters.
I'd be disappointed if she didn't.
Yeah.
You know, offbeat characters, offbeat locations.
Yeah. Right.
Sure.
Right. And listen, Frida, just in case you're listening, don't get mad at me. Because I can't help it if you're going to have your sex talk parties on Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock. Jesus.
Sounds like a good Tuesday night. Very unusual night. You know, if I was going to say weeknight, it would be a Wednesday or a Thursday.
Well, it was
those would be the kind of nights to have a party. Tuesday is just like, the week has just started.
It is that the housefrows have spent all weekend with the families.
Mm-hmm.
And by Tuesday, you know, the pressure of being a housefrau gets to be too much for them. So they have to get together and have their Calgon bath oil beads type meeting.
Right. Even in my college days, you know, Tuesday was the weekday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we called it the weekday. It was the day that you didn't party.
Not in my house. Talking sex.
Yeah. Sex talk.
Imagine that. If you walked out, it was me and you and Buzz, Rob. Well, I won't include Rob because we already know how many are on his list. But if we were all writing down lists of girls we'd banged.
Right.
My God.
I saw Rob's beautiful offspring today.
Oh, great picture.
Baby Julia. I met baby Julia for the first time.
Lovely.
And Rob, I don't want to say that the child is attractive, but the child is attractive. And
you might want to think about having a test.
I really think it might be a real good idea just to, you know, do the 100% blood test and just make sure. Because
I agree. I saw the picture. Beautiful baby. Mm-hmm. Very smiley. Very happy baby.
Rob's wife, Carrie, was there, and I didn't. I whispered this to the baby, and I just said, thank God that Rob is not the father.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
How are you, Don?
Hi, doing great, thanks.
Good. Hey, have you considered giving the neighbor the sex quiz?
I don't, you know what, I don't doubt that at some point I probably have asked her the questions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's been my neighbor for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Long time. Like
so you've probably gotten all the answers, just not all at one time. Over time, you've gotten them.
Long time. Yeah. All right. Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show. I can't say anything else or otherwise. Her husband, who owns a lot of guns, will come down and visit me tonight.
Oh. But in suburbia, and you know, the in my social group, it's not really my neighbors as much as my people that I play golf with and hang out with. That dynamic is kind of what makes the world go round, don't you think?
I
mean, having that kind of tension in those situations.
We're very lucky that we live on a street where all of the people get along together,
right,
and we all socialize together all the time. I mean, we've gone on vacations together with people. We go to the beach all the time together with these people. We see them a lot.
It's only natural sex would come up.
I like that. Let's do the same Buzz.
Enthusiastically over there from the news cubicle.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
I'd like to point out for the record, the sex didn't come up from my end.
Right.
It was I went downstairs and the girls, and as I said to Frida, if you had nothing to hide, why did you all crumple up the papers and tell me there was nothing to see?
And if there was ever an advertisement for, you know, just chilling out when it comes to people, you know, that line in and of itself, if someone, you know, we're not supposed to be alone. Oh, my God. Right there.
Sizzle.
That, to me, is like page 20.
Great line. It's like a Penthouse Letters thing.
It's like a Buddy Ebsen novel.
Dear Penthouse. Hello.
Oh, Don.
Yeah.
Hi, how you doing, Don? How you doing, Mike? I was wondering, you think the full moon had anything to do with that party last night?
Was it a full moon? Could have been. I don't know.
Yeah, and then full moon last night, everybody was a little wild and crazy.
You know,
maybe.
Now that I think back on that one phone scam we had yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right.
Makes a little more sense now.
Maybe so. Hello, Don and Mike show. I have to delete that out, my friend. Please, no names.
You know, when you've been on the air for an extremely long period of time.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Got your baked pussy, your boiled pussy, and your pussy sandwich, and pussy chowder and...
What?
He's doing salad. A pussy thing.
You guys, come on, Forrest. Pussy's good.
He's substituting pussy for shrimp. Oh, all right. Oh, and, you know, and once again, now that I've been made aware of the fact that it was a full moon last night, you know, we're going to get calls like that.
Was he doing a Forrest Gump thing?
Yeah, it was not funny.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, it's nice in Florida. Mike, you should play golf down here. It's 80. It's gorgeous. Fort Myers. Hey, I wanted to find out.
So cool.
Actually, it was Mike. But Don, were you a little aroused after you found out what they were hiding?
No, not at all.
Didn't you just kind of feel like, you know, you're looking at all these women talking about getting laid, and you're looking at them and saying,
No, listen, my time spent in that room, when I found out there was a list, I mean, I was in and out of the room 60 seconds, no more.
I can testify. My wife has had, like, little gift-wrapping parties and wreath-making things where you get all the women in a room, and it is not a situation where you feel that, you know, that arousal, because they're almost like a pack,
yeah,
and they're more dangerous than they are sexual.
Yeah, that's true, too. Let me ask you this. What is the last thing that you would want to hear in a men's room?
You took the words right out of my mouth. Thank you, sir. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Pretty true.
Hello.
Not only funny, but I mean absolutely true.
And can I tell you something? I hear it constantly. I hear it constantly.
Yeah, but that's only because we've worked together for 15 years.
Hello.
Hi, this is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
I was going to tell you a story when I was a child. My dad dated this woman for about 10 years, and she had three kids, and my father had three kids. And she called us back into the room, and the neighbor's kids were over one day. And she pulled up her pajamas, and she had on no underwear and said, "See my birdhouse."
See my birdhouse.
Oh, and have you come out normal?
Well, yeah.
Are you living a normal life?
No, yes.
See my puzzy?
Your puzzy.
Look at my birdhouse.
I thought you'd find it funny.
So how old were you when this woman...
I was about 8.
You were 8, and she just came down... This was a friend's mom?
No, it was my father's girlfriend.
Well, your father's girlfriend just came down and pulled up her dresser, a night skirt?
She was laying in the bed, and she had her pajamas on, and she called us back there.
How many kids?
There was 3 of us, 3 of her kids, and 2 of the neighbor's children.
Oh, dear. Now, did any of the other... I mean, did this woman go on to marry your father?
Yes, she actually... I didn't call for a while because she just passed away. I feel kind of bad.
So now, hey, way to free yourself of that bird.
That's right. You know what?
Good for you.
As Oprah Winfrey would say, this is empowering.
Absolutely.
Right. That's right. So
you're finally, now you're getting it off your chest today.
I mean, you're about 8, and this lady who's dating your mom, she calls you and the friends in the bedroom, and then she just hikes up and says, "Look at this."
Yeah.
Wow. And what was the response?
I think we all left.
Yeah, well, probably a good instinct there. And,
wow.
Well, women can be pedophiles, too.
All yeah. right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Proof. And she waited till the woman died.
That was nice. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Full moon.
Hello, you're on the air.
My name is Lester Burnham. My name is Lester Burnham.
Oh, he was innocent.
My name is Lester Burnham. My name is Lester Burnham.
He was.
Jerking off in the shower.
Okay.
Oh, no. Lester you know, Burnham.
I wonder if
thank
any...
you.
Censoring out the whole show today.
We are walking the line yeah. today, aren't
God
we?
God damn, it's a good one, though. You people are really making us laugh today. Time out. We will be right back.
Number 1, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
This is a very special call. Hello, is this G. Gordon Liddy?
Yes, it is.
This is Regis Philbin. How are you?
Hey, Reed.
Broadcasting under the protective umbrella of the PCAA, the Don and Mike Show.
Hello there, Don and Mike.
Well, hi, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
How's it going?
Great, thanks.
Good. I was going to call because regarding the last half hour of the show yesterday, I thought maybe you guys were having some sort of a radiothon, and I was going to make out the check, but I didn't know what disease you guys were dealing with.
Oh, with all those phone calls we took?
That was wild.
That was a full moon disease.
Yeah, definitely.
That was a good phone scan. I think we logged that for the archives for a best of.
Oh, absolutely. We love them when they're like that once in a while. You get 4 days like that, which, yeah, which we've had.
And we get 4 days like that. That's when me and Mike are in front of the White House.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing, Don and Mike? This is Vince Shoemaker.
You guys probably don't remember me, but I just moved back to Maryland from Hawaii. I lived there for about 11 years. And about 13 years ago, I was on your show when you were back with that unnamed radio station.
Right.
And I won the hairiest back contest.
Wow.
Well, you guys shaved your call letters in my back.
Vince Shoemaker, the hairiest back.
That's pretty sad recognition, but anyway.
Pretty sad that it's actually obviously been a high point in your life.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I've been away for a long, long time, and of all the radio stations I've ever listened to, nobody compares to you guys.
Oh, thank you. I can't tell you how often. 2, 3, 4, 5 times a week, I'll say to Mike, you know, whatever happened to Vince Shoemaker with a hairy back?
And I always tell Don he's out in Hawaii making his own sweaters.
Right.
Thank you, Vincent.
Thank you. Good aloha.
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 During the break, McCunny Honey called.
Ah, very good.
So let me call her.
I know you want to purge this a little bit.
Just find out exactly what was going on last night.
Yes.
With the list.
I'll say you have a fun street. It's a great street to live on.
Hello.
Hi, honey.
Well, hi, Mr. Boo.
We live on, anybody wants to come to my house, I live on Intercourse Street. Hi. So listen, last night, the lists.
I don't know why you're calling me, because, you know, when I have friends over, I'm amazed anyone told you what the discussion was, because everybody clams up, not because you're a man or a husband or we're being bad girls, because of exactly what's happening.
Then I'll talk about it. Well, why couldn't I talk about it? Honey, a large part of the show is based on our lives, and this is something.
But people can choose to participate or not.
Well, listen.
Well, I know I have to thank you for stories like this. This is one that's particularly solid.
And I don't have to tell anybody which member of the party told me what the girls are writing down. It's the same neighbor I was talking about before. She's the one, as soon as I came downstairs, said, what are you doing? We're writing down lists of all the guys we slept with.
Way to go. And will you tell her?
Well, how do you know she wasn't joking? You know, what we were having was a book club. I think we were probably writing down lists of books we wanted to
read. You're having a book club with two bottles of wine listening to your music down there?
We're allowed to have a bottle of wine while we have discussed book clubs, and we were discussing if we wanted to read a classic.
I believe her that you were doing that, because as soon as I walked in the room, it was like four of the guiltiest children in the world. You all immediately took the paper, balled it up. I think you maybe sat on yours. I think Sarah threw hers into the garbage can.
And that's because some of them were romance novels, and we were embarrassed. We wanted to
see. Oh, I don't believe that for a minute. I do not believe that for a minute.
You're freaking lying. And just think about the double standard. If on a weeknight, I had my friends over. We were getting bombed downstairs.
We weren't getting...
Hold on. What did I hear at 11 o'clock? Make me pancakes!
You didn't hear anything. You were snoring in your underwear in your bedroom with the TV blaring in.
Did or did not one of your friends, who had too much to drink, ask you to make her pancakes last night?
A friend, just because a friend wants pancakes doesn't mean that
they're
pancakes.
Thank you. So listen, of you four, can you tell me, you know who I think had the most?
No, I'm not telling you anything. I'm telling you we were discussing literature. That's it. That's all I'm telling you.
How would you like it? And listen, I'm fine with the topic, but I'm just asking you, how would you feel if you came over and I had Mike and Buzz and Charlie over, and as soon as you came in the room, we all hit our pieces of paper, and then Buzz, because he's the honest one, would say to you, Brito, we were just writing down the names of women we've had sex with.
I think that would be cute. I mean,
oh, you are lying.
That would be less disturbing than you were doing air dance on one of my neighbors.
Listen, you know what? I am respecting the privacy of your friends by not mentioning names and not mentioning who I think had the most. So don't you bring up my gay dancing again. Don't you do that.
Look, you know what? I didn't even write anything down, because to tell you the truth, I'm 45. I don't remember who
Honey,
oh, wow.
Now, this is an out-and-out lie, because
no,
I saw you.
Not.
Honey, I'll tell you the piece of paper you had. It was one of those little yellow legal pads,
okay.
And you were the first to rip off the page and crumple it up.
No, I swear, and you know I don't lie when I swear, that I did not. I said, I can't remember. I've had more cars than men. I mean, I can't remember all the cars I've driven. It doesn't interest me anymore.
How did you girls get on this topic of how many guys you banged?
I don't know.
Come on, share it with me.
It comes up often.
You're four suburban housewives.
Because we were playing poker and we had chips, and so we had to designate them to mean different things. And all the black chips were men that we had had. So we had a...
Hold on, wait. Were the black chips the black men you had had?
And then the blue chips were children. I only had one blue chip, but the other one had more children. And then the white chips were cleaning ladies. We didn't have a lot of those, but you try to get those.
And the red chip
was a husband, and everybody emptied that one up first.
This is, you know what?
Oh,
God. This is being spun horribly out of control by you.
That's the way we were playing poker.
No.
I mean, that was fun.
The point of the matter is, when I came down, no one was playing cards. You all were writing down men you had banged on lists.
Would you stop it? No, we weren't. It was really a book club playing
right,
me.
Hold on. Do you want me to call one of the neighbors?
No, I don't want you to call. I want you to move on.
Because I'll call the neighbor who will talk.
You know, you want me to be the loneliest, most friendless person in the whole world.
Honey, I'm glad you have friends. All I'm saying is, think about it.
Put that in the past tense.
Think about it from my perspective. And frankly, I'm going to sit down tonight
and make a list of every friend I used to have.
Frankly, I think I'm doing the other husbands on the street a favor, because I can't imagine that any of them, upon hearing this news, is out in the street doing cartwheels right now.
The guys that last night
were eating their TV dinners?
Yeah.
Right.
The guys who were watching the kids.
Luckily, they all know you're full of baloney, and it's just for entertainment's sake.
I swear on my kid's life, I am not lying about... Yes, I do. You girls were writing lists of all the guys you banged.
I'm on my way to school to pick up a corpse, because I did not write a list.
Okay, all right, then. I'll believe you that you didn't, but what about the others?
I can't answer for the
answer. Okay. But just tell me.
I gotta go.
Honey. One last question. Without naming names. Who had the most?
She's gone. And she's gone. Now, do you think that I don't doubt the day at the end there, because of what she said about your son, that she was sincere, but do you think she hadn't gotten to it yet, or she was beginning?
Yeah, there's probably some technicality like that.
I think probably it might have been a blank piece of paper, but she kind of indicated to the rest of them, hide it.
Right, yeah. Maybe she hadn't actually gotten down to writing down the name. I mean, hell, I, off the top of my head, I know quite a few of them myself. I mean, that's not a joke. I know a lot of the guys that my wife dated before she met me.
Some of them famous.
Mm-hmm. And some of them not so famous.
Right.
But yes, I know some of them. I know at least four or five.
And I don't think guys get fazed by that.
No, it didn't bother me. I'm only bringing it up because of the hypocrisy of the situation.
Guys are much more visual. They're much more immediate. I mean, guys react to something if it's right in front of their face. Guys will much, you know, some slob at a cocktail party is walking up and draping his arm over your wife, and his right hand cups her breast.
Yeah,
you're going to have something to get upset about.
You get this about. Well, I'll get to the bottom of that. I'll let you know. I'll do some talking the next time we have one of our neighborhood parties.
And what kind of lists will we be compiling when you have your first poker party?
Oh, real good lists, Mike. Real good ones.
Oh, my God.
Maybe some of our best. Well, never mind.
Right.
You know, I'm going to get in trouble if I just talk about the things I think we could write about.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What's up, Don?
Guys don't do that, though. It's too much effort to write down on a list.
Right. Maybe we discuss
it. Much better if it's just out there.
We would just talk about it.
Right. Yeah.
Hello?
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
We on the air?
Yes, we're on the air.
Turn your radio down, sir. Turn your radio down.
Big knob, please turn to the left.
Hello?
Turn your radio down, please.
It's down.
Okay.
Don.
How may I serve you?
Oh, I was just talking about, you know how your wife and women got together?
Yes, I recall that.
Yeah, my wife, man, her girlfriends come over and stuff, and they have a few drinks and stuff. And, man, they get, like, all silly, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, oh, do I relate to you, my friend? Yes. Do clothes ever come off in that situation, sir?
No, I'm saying they just give you the eyes and stuff, and, you know, you thinking that you can mess with, like, the my wife's girlfriends, you know, they'd be looking at me like they want to...
Well, I'm sure that, you know, I'm sure you've got one in the group like I do, who I'm sure really just wants you, you know, but it's that taboo love. It's the love that will never happen.
Right, yeah.
But you know it's there, and
stop being modest now. They all want you.
You know right. It's there, and she knows it's there.
Sure.
So I just, you know, put my input on it.
All right.
I like the show, man.
Right. We appreciate it. Thank you, my friend.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
I like that. It's fun. Yeah. Suburbia can be fun.
Sure is.
Talking about suburbia can be fun, too.
Oh, so listen, Mike's got the best Rick Dees moment of the day today.
Oh, my God.
But every day we're going to try to devote a moment of the show to the worst part of the Rick Dees morning show that we heard. And Mike heard...
I just like to thank him because he's giving and giving and giving. Today, he makes the segue from talking about Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman. He makes the segue into... talking about how many homes they have, and then he goes on this little bit where he says, oh, I was talking to a celebrity friend of mine. That's his big thing. A nameless celebrity friend of mine. And you know, he told me, true wealth is having over 4 homes, and all of them at 72 degrees. Here's our question. If you could have 4 homes, where would they be?
Moron.
And what were Rick Dees' answers?
Let me see. I'd have to have one in Maui. Yeah, have to have one in Maui. Of course, an apartment in New York. Yeah, I must have that. I've always liked Kentucky. I'd like to have some land in Kentucky. That would be absolutely wonderful. And I think Florida. Yes, Florida would be another place. Yes, the people in Florida are very nice.
What a pompous ass.
What an ass wife he is.
He is, and he, you know what? More than that, because, you know, you and Rob listen to him when we go out to L.A. all the time. I have only really discovered this phenomenon in the last couple of weeks. And let me tell you something. Not only is he is L.A. so through and through. He is the personification of the phony L.A. thing.
But could you imagine? You're doing a radio show where you're talking to people who have to bust their ass to go and work every day. People who are living paycheck to paycheck. People who got credit card bills up the ass. They got car payments up the ass. They don't know how they're going to pay for the crap of the kids. I understand that. It's
right.
Obvious that Rick Dees does it because how can you possibly relate to people when it's... A friend of mine
says real wealth is owning 4 homes.
Yeah. Gives you an idea of probably the depth of his conversations, too.
Where each of the homes is always 72 degrees. And really, through it all, through the Hollywood, through the phony, hey, what do you think? I'm trying to get a picture of this guy, and I think the one consistent factor... He is dumb as a box of cotton balls.
That he is.
He is either he is hiding some intellectual capacity, but I doubt it. He is, because honest to God, it is the most inane thing I've ever heard.
Part of it's his delivery.
Delivery.
Part of his delivery is,
I don't get anything.
Hey, I'm surprised by this.
I'm curious, George.
Who might be calling on line number 2 now? I don't know. You know, it's always an adventure to go to the phones. Let's go to line 2. Ellen,
yeah.
Who might be on line 2?
But when you hear him seriously talk about something, where he's analyzing something, or he's getting into any subject with any depth whatsoever, you will hear him get lost. And he will start saying things along the lines of, this guy said, what's that all about thing, what not they? You know, and I'll tell you, today was amazing, though. And you keep them all at 72 degrees. And then he throws in one of his Deesisms where it's like, you know, with the power shortage, I know this is probably, some people are probably sensitive about this.
Yeah, no S.
A friend of mine said, you know what real wealth is? Owning 4 homes.
A celebrity friend of his.
Yeah, I got news for you, douchebag. You know what real wealth is to me?
The fact that yesterday I won $60 from Mike playing cards.
Oh God, I just gotten that out of my system.
But you know, that's the truth.
Yeah, and I'm pissed about it.
Do you know how great I have felt the last 24 hours walking around with $60 in my pocket?
And you know, when I was buying my...
$60 that I didn't have to beg my wife for?
And you know, when I was buying my luxury lunch today?
Yeah.
You know, at McDonald's?
Yeah.
My grilled chicken sandwich with no mayonnaise?
Yeah.
And I reached into my wallet with the lone single and the lone $5 bill in there, and I was saying to myself...
God damn it!
I hate losing money.
Real wealth.
Real wealth.
Owning four homes.
Where
would I own them?
Right.
Maui.
And like he plays down, like, you know, he's getting paid a ton of cash.
Christ, Rick, he's the most highly paid disc jockey in the world.
Yeah, and he's, you know, he has this caller wanted to be on his show, and he said, and you know, some of us, there's good money in it. I know I'm making $19,000, and then the little, yeah. If you could have four homes, where would they be? Let me see. Maui, an apartment in New York, and, you know, like, he probably has them anyway.
Do you think he ever gives any thoughts to the fact that probably a majority of the people who listen to him make $19,000 a year?
No. How long has he been not only on the air, but really at the absolute money-making pinnacle out there? He's been a million years doing that.
The guy makes an incredible amount of money.
And he's been making money for years and years and years and years. So he gets insulated. He gets out of touch.
It would have to be Maui, New York,
Kentucky. I've always liked Kentucky. I'd like to have some land in Kentucky.
And, of course, right here in beautiful Southern California.
How about you? And, of course,
72 degrees in every home.
Oh, God.
Rick D's in the morning.
Ass in the morning.
Okay, hold on. What about his relatable for the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area?
Oh, yeah, his whole thing. I don't have this exactly right because I forgot it. But he was talking, trying to be topical and trying to be relatable for the D.C. area. Mm-hmm. And he said something along the lines of that he thought it was hysterical. Good morning. Good morning, Virginia. Say hi to Maryland. Meet Maryland, Virginia. That's obviously what he cleverly decided that giving them women's names, that'll be a real laugh riot.
What a douchebag!
How about that for being unique?
God, wouldn't it be great if somebody burned down all four of Rick Dees' homes?
Yeah, you know he's got them.
Yeah, you know he does.
Yeah.
Rick Dees.
Prick.
Prick D's.
Prick, that's it. Prick D's.
Hi, this is Prick D's.
Prick D's in the morning.
Would you, Rob Spiewak, where would you live?
I don't know, but with my house on fire, they're all at 451 degrees.
Prick D's in the morning.
Prick D's.
Prick D's.
Hold on, we got a break. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
I didn't understand you, sir. No, I was right the first time. I don't understand you. Well, thank you, sir, whatever that was. I can't believe I paid for this guy to be here.
You know, Hellcats of the Airwaves, the Don and Mike Show.
Over the weekend, I was watching part of that Jerry Seinfeld concert. They edited old Lutard out.
Yeah.
They took about eight. We only made it in the live version, and the one that they run now. I kept waiting for the part where he yells out, Don and Mike, Jerry.
They edited that the very next time they ran it, they edited him out.
Took it right out. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello?
All right. Yeah, I'm trying to believe you. Hello?
Yes, is this Don and Mike?
Yeah, take your time, sir. God. What?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about Celebrity Jeopardy last night. Did you guys catch it?
No.
I caught the end of it.
So did I. Oh, you did?
Is that the one where Charles Barkley ended up with zero?
That's the one.
Yeah, I guess it's a rerun then.
No, it's not. It's brand new.
Okay, I was just shocked because, you know, first of all, it's... And Charles Barkley with Martha Stewart and Jeff Probst. So, I mean, those are three people. That
the guy from Survivor, the host from Survivor, and Martha Stewart and Charles Barkley.
Martha Stewart won the most money, right?
I read it in the paper, but my question is...
A very good team.
Did Charles Barkley end up with zero because he bet it all and didn't get the final Jeopardy, or did Charles Barkley get zero just because he's dumb?
At least at one moment before I left here, he was up to over $1,000. So he had some money at one point. And also, he was sore at Martha Stewart at one point for ringing in too fast, which I think is sort of a stupid thing to be mad at someone for. Because
yeah, but if I was playing Celebrity Jeopardy against Martha Stewart, I'd be mad at her the minute she walked out of the set.
You'd have the cord around her neck?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, can you imagine that? And of course she rang in first.
Yeah.
Of course she did. Miss Perfect ring in first.
I just thought it was funny. The report in the newspaper, Celebrity Jeopardy. Martha Stewart wins $3,300. Jeff Probst, $2,300. Charles Barkley, zero.
And not unlike Celebrity Millionaire, they're all guaranteed $10,000 to their charity just for showing up. Right. They all made out okay.
That's gotcha. A good thing.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
And, bye. You know, for the record, Charles Barkley has lost about 15 pounds.
Yeah, finally, he ballooned up that first night you said to watch him, and I watched him the next night, and he was large, but he was obviously wearing the clothing and trying to sit at the right angle. But since then, I have seen him, and he does look like he's getting
he looked better
some of that
night.
Weight off.
Well, I was watching the Kings game last night,
right.
And at halftime, they actually have him come up now and stand on a scale.
Oh, really?
To get weighed.
Oh, wow.
And
that's fantastic.
He's done like 15 pounds or something, so good for Charles Barkley. Listen, this is the idea that I think we should work on for Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is next Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
It's a week from today. And here's what I'm thinking. We get a blind date show. Now, we've done in the past... We've given out vasectomies on Valentine's Day. We've taken people to Intercourse, Pennsylvania, where they actually had intercourse in a hotel.
We've done fabulous things on Valentine's
Day. We've had divorce shows. We've had mass wedding shows. We've had hot tub shows.
We have.
Just hear me through this. A blind date on Valentine's night for a couple where we take care of everything. Limo. Dinner at the famous Palm Restaurant down in D.C.
Right.
All the food, all the hooch, everything's fantastic
evening.
Now, 10 girls will come into our studio. The only caveat is the 10 girls got to be naked.
Excellent.
The guy will be blindfolded. The guy will be able to ask each girl two or three questions.
Right.
Then... Without the benefit of seeing them,
right.
He picks the one girl that he wants to go on the date with. That girl wins $1,000.
Very good.
For going out on the date with a schmuck.
That's a real blind date, right?
And what we do is we get girls of all shapes and sizes.
Absolutely.
We get like three girls who are turbo, model, playboy hotties.
Sure.
Three... regular average girls, and a couple of our tubby listeners.
I think that is a marvelous, marvelous idea.
And they're all here in the studio, naked, while this guy is absolutely blindfolded and can't see. And we don't let on.
So even though we will have models here, and even though we will have average women here, and even though we will have very large women here, the date will be determined... by the question and answer, not by looks.
And what we'll do is...
Meanwhile, we will be seeing exactly what they look like.
And because it's like password,
right.
You know where they would whisper the answer? We can actually have Buzz whisper,
entering the studio now is Liz. Liz weighs 247 pounds and is covered with hair.
And the guy won't be able to,
right.
Cool. to know that.
The right. guy won't be able to hear that.
Good. Now... What about the guy, though? Does the guy have to be anything special, or can the guy just be do we want the guy to be a single, successful guy?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to try to get...
So he's got
to
be... The guy's got to be a bit of a catch, so that will require a little bit of a screening process.
Right, because, you know, most of the guys who listen to the show are like us. They're big, pathetic losers.
Will the guy be naked?
No.
All right.
No, he will not.
Very good.
Okay.
However, you know, if it would make the girls more comfortable...
Mm-hmm.
Then, yeah, the guy would be naked also.
Okay.
With a blindfold on. But to make this happen, we're looking for 10 girls. And you would have a 1 in 10 shot of winning $10,000.
We are going to make sure that the date is an attractive, successful guy.
Yeah, and the date will happen on Wednesday night right after the show. I mean, cool. You pick the girl, the limo's downstairs waiting...
They're off to the palm.
If you're one of the larger women that would be participating, you probably don't want to have a voice that sounds like this.
Right, so what we need is 10 women.
Hi, I'm Finn.
10 women who wouldn't mind coming down here and getting naked, keeping in mind that the only people who would see them would be Leah, Mike, and Buzz. The guy would never see the girl naked.
Hey, yeah, how about the guy just has to take his shirt off? So we don't have to look at his penis for the entire show.
Hold on a second. The hotline's ringing. Hello?
Sugar Bear, you said $10,000. They're not winning $10,000.
No, when it's no, $1,000. Thank you, honey.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening.
Okay, goodbye.
All right, bye-bye.
$1,000. Yeah. Jesus Christ. No, not $10,000.
$1,000.
Please.
So that's even, you know, so the girl that wins, even if the date isn't that great, the girl's going to walk away with $1,000.
$1,000.
Right. And the guy gets a nice evening out.
Which is more of a cash prize than we normally give out on strip trivia.
Oh, yeah.
And three of those girls will probably be just as excited about the prime rib for two at the Palm.
Absolutely.
Which is delightful.
Yeah. So what we need is, girls, if you're interested in this, what you got to do is call Charlie Broyhill and call Lisa, mm-hmm. but I'm going to ask that you don't call on the air.
Right.
Because if you call on the air, we're going to talk to you. We're going to ask you.
Yeah, and your voice will be heard already, and the voice shouldn't be heard until the day of the event.
So, if you're a girl and you'd be interested in winning $1,000 next Wednesday and going out to Washington's most exclusive restaurant, the Palm Restaurant, with a limo and first-class treatment by Tommy the manager,
that's nice.
Call either Charlie or Lisa, and I say use the business line because they don't want the producer's line given out, right?
No.
Call area code 703-691-1900.
And meanwhile, we have to select the optimal male for this day, and that has to be done on the air.
Yeah, now that we're not going to have a problem, and that we will do on the air in the coming days. But
and, you know, really, when we do strip trivia and we get guys for that, it's a very easy process. But getting a really good date out of our listening audience, the guys that listen to this show,
that's going to be a tough, tedious process.
Yeah, very difficult.
But first, we want to get the 10 girls lined up.
Very good.
I was going to say, I mean, you might even want to lay out the parameters now, so there's going to be certain guys that don't even bother calling in, like perhaps a salary base.
A salary base.
Well, no, you can't base a guy on his salary. We just want a decent.
The guy has to be
good looking dude.
Guy has to be not his salary, but the guy has to be self sufficient.
Right,
a good earner.
I think.
How about he owns his own home?
No.
He can be a renter.
Guys rent. Yeah, because a lot of guys rent. Just not a loser.
Out from under the wing of Ma and Pa. Yeah.
You know, just not a loser. I mean, if we have to.
And we have to get, and it has to be a good looking guy.
Yeah, we can bring the guys down here and we can interview them in person
we
on
should.
The show.
Man, and you know, when you call to qualify, you have to tell us why you think you'd be the dream date for Valentine's. Because really, the guy is going to be on the pedestal here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The guy is going to have 10 women of various shapes and sizes paraded in front of him.
Right.
So he has to be something special.
So, girls, we need you to call. Because this contest doesn't work if we don't have 10 chicks.
Right.
Okay? And again, call Charlie in the office. Don't call the request line. Call area code 703-691-1900. And ask for Charlie, or ask for Lisa, or ask for Charlie's voicemail.
And this is women from all walks of life.
Yeah. I mean, we want a couple of hotties, a couple of mediums.
And quite frankly, we have to have the booby prize. Okay? It has to be one woman in that group.
I know what you mean.
Okay?
She's out there listening.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right.
One woman who right now is eating Haagen-Dazs.
Yeah, and maybe is, you know, has some other problems.
Oh.
You know, perhaps if that woman is looking at her Haagen-Dazs label through the sight of one eye.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, let me go to you like this. If there's any women out there who use generic tampons, because I'm thinking back to the Cher lady, right? She's like the perfect worst woman for the contest.
Sure. And you know what's great about the women that listen to this show? They know that they'll have a good time no matter what the circumstances.
Yes, and we will have great Valentine's Day gifts for all 10 girls
right.
who participate.
Wonderful.
But basically, it's a 1 in 10 chance to win $1,000. You don't have to do anything except answer 3 questions naked, and then maybe you get to go out to dinner and drinks with a decent guy.
Absolutely. And we are going to have our poker faces on, our poker voices on.
No problem.
Right.
No problem.
In fact, we'll play all sorts of tricks on the guy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, gorgeous.
Hello.
I bet that was a lady hanging up already.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
Hey, I wanted to tell Mike about my mishap on the golf course of accidentally killing a bird on my tee-off shot.
Oh, my God. Whoops.
Was it a true story.
Was it a large bird?
It was a coot.
It was a what?
It's called a coot. It's like a mud bird.
A coot? Oh, it's like a cooter. That's like a puzzy. A puzzy? A mud bird. A cooter?
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with a coot or a mud bird.
They're like in the amphibious duck family.
Okay, so it's kind of like a waterfowl.
It's a waterfowl.
Really? And you killed it?
I was shooting the worst game of golf in my life, and on my tee shot on the 12th hole, I teed off, hit the bird. And the bird was like, the insides were destroyed. It was like flopping around on the ground.
Oh, my God.
So I wrung its neck and I threw it in the pond, not to make a scene, because I live in California, and it's like...
Ladies and gentlemen, let me let the secret out of the bag. Tiger Woods on the telephone.
Tiger Woods right here.
I certainly hope you did that to take the bird out of its misery.
I did.
I mean, you didn't do it just because it was a cruel thing to do.
It's compassionate, Mike.
He threw it into the pond.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
It's embarrassment.
Guys, for the contest, I'm thinking transvestite booby prize.
No. All real girls.
No all thinking.
All real girls.
Bob, sorry for being an idea guy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Come on. Yeah, so that guy, who's that guy that calls the show all the time? Is it Chris who calls the show?
Right, Chris, the guy who has the girl's voice. No, it's got to be 10 girls.
10 girls.
So that whoever the guy picks, he'll actually go out on a date with.
Yeah.
Come on, you don't want two guys going out on a date on Valentine's Day.
That would be funny.
Hello,
no.
Don and Mike show.
How's it going?
Hey.
Who am I speaking with?
Don and Mike.
Great. I had an idea for that, that Valentine's Day show they're doing.
Now, why is everybody doing this now?
Why can't you just leave it alone?
They always do.
Oh, no, I was just going to
say... Why don't you just sit back and enjoy it?
Okay, cool.
Good.
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hello, Don and my show.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Who's this?
This is Don and Mike. Who is this?
This is Zach. How are you guys doing today?
Hi, Zach.
I was just calling in to ask you guys a couple questions about the contest you guys just were talking about.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well... The three questions, I think I tuned in, I just got off of work. What exactly are the three questions limited
well,
to?
Well, obviously you won't be able to ask questions about physical appearance.
Right. It would have to be generic questions like dating game questions. Mm-hmm. You know,
all right.
If I were an ice cream and you were an ice cream, what flavors would we be together? I mean, you couldn't say to a girl, you know, how big is your ass?
Or, you know, to the nearest bushel, can you give
how
us your daily intake of corn?
Yeah, right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don.
Yes.
If I came down there, would you dance with me?
Oh, would you? F you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
That's so cruel.
All the guy has to do is ask if the girl's fat.
Hey.
Hey, listen, genius.
Okay, the rocket scientist is called.
We just said that the guy couldn't ask a question like that.
I have my radio down. I'm sorry.
Well, listen carefully, you moron.
What the hell was that noise?
I'm not quite sure.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
It was not of this world.
Don.
What? Hello, hi.
The Zeus is with the juices. This is Tom from Green Bay.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Tom. What are you attending to there, Tom? There's a lot of noise in the background. What are you attending to?
I'm playing hockey. I set it up the whole backyard, and they're freezing.
Right. Well, what can we do for you, Tom?
Okay. Listen. Those poor children.
Oh, my God. What was that?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Rick Dees.
Yeah, I need to talk to Mike.
Well, he needed to talk to you, Mike, but he's gone.
God, I hope it wasn't something that was of an emergency nature.
Call him in the office.
I will.
So listen, if you're a girl and you're interested in this contest, next Wednesday, Valentine's Day, a 1 in 10 shot of winning 10 grand.
1 grand.
1 grand. I just said it again.
Wow. This $1,000. A 1 in 10 shot of taking home $1,000.
Thank you.
You know, we say that enough and we'll have to give away the 10 grand.
Yeah, no. It's $1,000.
That's right. But everybody gets a consolation prize.
Yeah, and you get to go out with a guy who Mike and I approve of as being a good guy.
We are going to make sure, and you know what, and because it always does come down to looks. We're going to make sure that it's a good-looking guy.
Good-looking guy. Might not be the smartest guy.
Right.
But he'd be a nice-looking guy to go out and have dinner with.
Yeah, and it'll be a bit of a catch. Yeah.
Okay? For instance, nothing like the sales guy who just walked down the hall.
No.
Paul Gorgie.
No, not like Paul Gorgie. And, Paul, you didn't leave your football when you left the other day because you're a sales guy and you said you would and you didn't.
So, girls, if you're interested, call Broyhill, call Lisa, call them in the business line, get their voicemail at 703-691-1900. We will revisit this topic tomorrow to see what kind of response we're getting from girls.
Absolutely.
Okay? Because it doesn't work without the 10 girls willing to come down and be part of the blind date show for Valentine's
Day. I'm excited. I think that's going to be a lot of fun.
Hello, Don, on my show. Pardon me?
Right. It's a coot.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, what's up to Don and Mike?
Hi, yes, you're talking with us. Hi.
Hey, guys, how you doing today?
Great, thanks. Oh, my God. You know, this is heading into another telephone phone scam.
Well, what it is that it's the full moon, and the sun, at least on the East Coast, is setting.
Okay, then let's break it. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike show.
Is TV's Leah Remini. Jack Diamond is a horse's ass!
As enigmatic as Buzz Burbank's so-called belly button.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Well, Charles Broyhill's excited about this new contest.
Yeah. Ah, that's good to hear. He doesn't get excited very often.
I love it. He comes in. He yells at me during the break. He says, hey, when did you decide to do this contest? I said, oh, I wrote myself a note about it today. He said, I told you to tell me about this stuff in advance.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry. Says, when do you want to do it? I said, next week. What time? Okay. Hi.
I just wanted to be here for this. That's all.
I'm just recreating. You know, just saying he just came and yelled at me.
Mm-hmm. If that was yelling, okay.
Well, you know, yeah, yelling is a relative term.
Right.
It was more lecturing than yelling.
Is there a snafu?
No, there's no snafu. I just don't like to know about this 16 seconds before everybody else.
Well, you know what? You knew it exactly the same time as everybody else.
Everybody else in this building, yeah.
And everybody else listening.
No, he's counting the delay.
The delay.
Oh, the delay.
Right.
Okay.
So not knowing things in advance, disturbs you?
Yes, it does.
Why?
I'm going to have to put it all together. That's why.
Let me tell you something.
You don't care.
Don't sweat it.
You don't care.
Don't sweat it. As someone who's been out of the loop for nigh on 10 years.
We've worked hard at that.
Don't, I know. If you want to be connected, you will be connected.
You shall be connected. Well, I had to figure out exactly how we're going to do it. You know, we got to throw it around on the air. So now you know.
Right.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you're the producer.
I know. And
you're pretty darned excited about it now, though, right?
I can't wait.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Charlie.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Valentine's and chocolates for all the ladies.
Oh, wait, hold on. I got to tell you the other thing that you told me today about. Tell everybody why the Greenville station, the new station that we think that we're going to be on.
This, to me, is an encouraging development.
This is an omen that we should be on the station. The reason they couldn't have the conference call with Charlie yesterday,
they were flooded.
Flooded! And not like flooded with phone calls.
No.
The station was flooded.
That's our station.
Underwater flooded.
Yes, exactly.
That's our place. I told Mike, and Mike said the same thing as me.
Yeah.
That's an omen.
That is going to be our radio station.
That's the, is that an FM station, at least?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Good.
Powerful one?
Not so much anymore.
After all the water damage.
Yeah. They lost some of their wattage.
50,000 watts and everyone's standing up to their knees in salt water.
Good news. Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello. you know, if people are just going to call and make noises, man.
Get out of here.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
That's not funny.
Yes, I just caught the tail end of your conversation about the contest. Do you have 10 females to do that?
Yeah, well, you're supposed to call off air.
Call off the air, but hold on. Someone will talk to you, okay?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you.
See, I wouldn't know. I would think she's a hottie.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we might have one of our bonus babes there.
Tell us Don and Mike show.
Hey, this is just a follow-up on the last caller. Had about the golf tee shot.
story was told at my grandmother's funeral here recently. She was a golfer, teed up on the ninth hole across the water, hit the duck in the head, killed the duck, and the ball landed nicely on the fairway.
Wow.
Oh, well, there you go. Well,
God bless her.
Cool. Kudos to the duck.
I guess she didn't have to wring the duck's neck and throw it into the pond.
I love Don and Mike's show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, is it just me or everybody else? Do you think Homo Joe would make a good quarterback?
No, this is a Joe Mama call.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a trap.
No, do you think Homo Joe will make a good quarterback?
This is a trap.
Warning. Go, sir.
Go. Go away. Do not try to trap us. Go away.
Don't try.
Go in peace.
Leave now.
No, I think all gay guys will make a good quarterback.
Do not make us wreak havoc on your personal life simply because you want to try to get us to say Joe Mama.
You're not going
to
trap us.
I swear to God, I'm not trying to get you to say Joe Mama.
Well, you might not be doing that, but you're playing some other sort of game, and you should go away.
I swear to God, I'm not doing that either.
Listen.
I would think all gay people will make a good quarterback.
You're in the deep end now.
You might have a joke. It might be something, but it's something we don't want.
Bad punchline coming.
No.
Yes.
I swear on my mom's life. It's not a joke. I'm just thinking all gay people will make a good
All right, you know what? I'm going to give it to him. Well, I might as well give it to him.
But if it's something stupid like having your hands by another guy's ass.
They would be scared to lose the position because of that, yeah? Mm-hmm. Things like that sort.
Is there any rhyme or reason to this call?
Are you one of the Wayans brothers? Because this sounds like that unfunny crap that they did on the MTV Awards.
Right.
I mean, really, if you're trying to do some kind of a skit here,
a skit,
you know, go to Chuckles.
No, I'm just thinking all fags will make a good quarterback.
Oh, now it's fags.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right. Have you gotten all your reasons out in the open?
Not really, but I just think that.
All right, this is not a Joe Mama call. This is not setting us up. This is just some dumb guy calling us.
That's it. Okay, we accept that.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yep.
All right.
You know, sadly, the call before that didn't finish the story about the grandmother. After she got the ball in the hole, she lifted up her dress and said, "Here's my bird's nest."
Yeah, right. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Yes, that's what I talk to Don and Mike.
You're talking to us. Hello.
But now she's dead.
Hello, Don. I ride down the road 2 hours to work every day.
Yes, sir.
And this guy that rides with me keeps making passes at me, and I don't think he's gay. What do you think I should do?
If he plays quarterback.
Yeah, what kind of passes is he making at you?
Well, he sleeps a lot. He just falls over and sleeps, and he falls over on my lap, and he acts like he says he's dreaming when he does it, and he grabs me between the legs. So we ride three in the truck, and he rides in the middle, and he does the other guy that rides with me.
And what is your response when the man allegedly is falling asleep and manipulating your genitals?
I push him off of me.
But you don't really mind it, do you?
You kind of mind it.
Go ahead.
I think you kind of like it.
Yeah, no, listen, absolutely what I was thinking.
You'd be probably a lot more upset if you...
Well, I mean, he's my friend. I mean,
okay.
I ain't going to bust him in the head or anything.
Sure, well, no, we wouldn't encourage that under any circumstances.
Why would you bust any guy in the head if he put his head in your lap and started playing with your genitals? Why would you pop a guy in the head for that?
I mean, he's my best friend. I mean, I ain't gay or anything, but I don't want to play with my genitals either.
Have you ever had a homosexual experience?
No, I don't plan on having none.
No, I think it sounds to me like you've already had one.
Yeah, you actually have it. If you really aren't minding that, you ought to take it a little further.
Just go with it.
Oh, so you all think I'd let him do it and see how I like it.
Well, I mean, has he actually propositioned you?
No.
But he wakes up.
Have you ever had it done to you?
Even the fact that you said, "Do y'all think that I should just have him do it and see if I like it?" That says to me right there.
Yeah, you want to.
You're fag material. But the thought...
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
The thought has entered your mind. You didn't immediately dismiss it. You asked our opinion.
It might be something you really want to do.
No.
It's okay.
Ain't no way I would like it. Well, I'm just asking...
Hold on. Once again, though... I'm going to have to draw a line of distinction. There ain't no way I would like it.
Yep.
What you didn't say is, there ain't no way that would never happen.
The next time he falls asleep and he lands in your lap with his hand on your genitals, just leave it there.
Have you done that before? How do you move his head and his hand away from your genitals now?
Yeah, I've pushed it away.
You push it away now?
Yeah.
And
I don't let him just lay there.
Did you say it's three guys?
I'm afraid if I let him lay there, he's going to try to take it out and take it further.
You'll never know until you allow it to
happen.
Did
you say there are three guys in the truck or two?
It's three. He rides in the middle and he does the guy on the passenger side the same way, and he's not gay neither.
And the guy on the other side doesn't mind it either?
I mean, he pushes him away. We just sit and look at each other. We don't know what to do. Should we confront him about it?
Sounds to me like they got three gay guys driving an 18-wheeler.
Does the guy seem gay to you?
I grew up with him my whole life, and I ain't never known him to be gay.
Hey, you know what? Listen, I want to tell you something. I think the trucking lifestyle can be a very pro-gay lifestyle. I mean, you stop and you eat together, and then you go on those trucker showers together, and you can lube each other up. And
you know there are gay truckers that listen to this show.
Yeah. Yeah.
The bed and the couch.
Now, tell me something. Do you like plaid? Do you wear a lot of heavy plaid?
No, I mean, I ain't saying nothing wrong with him. Anyway. I mean, if he wants to be gay, he can be gay.
You're asking us for advice, correct?
Yeah.
All right, the advice we have for you is the next time he falls asleep, puts his head in your lap and puts his hand on your genitals, you leave it there and just see what happens.
And what happens if he tries to take it out?
See if you like it.
But I'm telling you that I think he's already demonstrated that he likes it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the first time that some guy did that to me would be the last time that guy did that to me.
Well, you never know.
Unless it was a special guy, Mike.
That's
like,
right, man.
Y-O-U.
I was still rules.
Oh, God.
And then what was the point of that?
Can I ask you something seriously? That's a serious question, though.
Now, wait, hold on. Well, you waste 5 minutes of our time talking about how you might be a fag. And then you say that?
Well, what's the point?
Well, because I talked to him about this morning. Cause I know you're only supposed to say his name on the radio. But,
So you mean we're getting a recycled bit from Hook Nose?
Well, he pretty much said the same thing.
Jesus Christ.
Get out of here.
Oh, my God.
God damn.
Please. Jesus Christ. What is wrong with people?
I don't know. I don't know. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hi there.
Have you heard about the new cast on The Sopranos for the upcoming season? Since it's less than a month away.
I read in the newspaper that it's one of the dudes is a character actor.
Joe Pantoliano?
He was in The Matrix?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Joe Pant. It's not Pantoliano. It's a ridiculous
his
name
friends
to pronounce.
Joe Pant.
I can never remember how to say the damn thing.
You know, that's where you check your ego at the door, change the goddamn name.
Right.
Pantolantonio or something.
He's
right.
The guy in The guy in The Matrix, though, who went bad, who ratted everybody out. Yeah, he's an excellent actor.
Yeah, good actor.
Oh, very good. Was I the only one that jumped up and down, screaming and yelling when Ricky got killed?
Oh, you mean No, we were all very happy when Ricky was killed last year.
I was screaming in joy. That was the best moment of the season.
Yeah, I think Ricky getting whacked was probably one of the best moments in the season.
Right after he hit Tony's sister in the face.
Incredible. And then the best was the real James Gandolfini acting scene was when he came in and his reaction. He underplayed it perfectly, but you knew he was like, hey, what happened? Hey, look at that.
Joe Pantoliano.
Pantoliano?
How do you pronounce it, Robbie? I think it's Pantoliano or Pantoliano. But it's Pantoliano.
Good addition to the cast, though. Just makes me hot for The Sopranos all over again.
Joe Pantoliano.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Joe Pantoliano.
Hey, I just want to say that Mike and Jesse Jackson routine is really great.
Would you knock it off? God damn it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I've said that probably more than I've ever said that on the show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hi, this is, I don't know if you remember, this is Nick, the Brit. Last week's chicken nugget fiasco.
Oh, you're Nick, the guy who put the chicken...
Oh, yeah.
Remember, this is the guy who put chicken nuggets in his buttocks and strung them together with some kind of dental floss. He wanted to come down for a contest.
That's right.
Excuse the pun, but I'm trying to put that behind me. I had a question about the Valentine's contest for next week.
Do you think having done that, I would already be disqualified?
Listen, we have, we have one simple rule on this contest. No foreigners allowed, at least on the guy part.
Really?
Yes, it has to be 100% American male.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Sorry about that.
Bye.
All right, sorry.
Bye-bye. See you later.
So an American that puts chicken nuggets between two pillows would be perfectly acceptable.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. A friend of mine, I'm a trucker. I think he's gay because he tries to dirty dance and rubs against my butt. And that man's name is Don Geronimo, gay dancer.
Wow. What is wrong with people?
You know, I am going to rue the day that I let my wife get on this show and tell stories about me.
God.
And she says that I exaggerate.
Right.
Hello. Donaldo E. Miguel. Hello. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hi, we're great. Thank you.
Yeah, good. I wanted to talk to Mike. Hey, Mike, have you read the movie Heat yet?
Have I what?
The movie Heat. You said you hadn't seen it with De Niro.
No, I haven't seen it. No. No, that's an old movie.
You know,
right?
I got to buy you that DVD. That is...
It's old, though, isn't it?
Yes, it's with De Niro and Pacino. You know, and Val Kilmer. It's excellent.
I never... You know, I was going to see it when it was in the theaters. I never went to it, and then I haven't seen it on DVD.
Yeah, I just got a DVD player this week, and it's great on DVD, but Mike, if you're a big De Niro fan, don't rent it, because Pacino shoots De Niro and kills him at the end, so, I mean, if you're a big fan, don't.
This guy's just trying to ruin the ending for
you. Know what I was thinking, speaking of ruining the ending of movies, Charlie Stossel, I'm going to grab him around the waist if he starts to. I heard somebody talking about Hannibal today, and I turn it off every time I hear it. I don't want to hear anything about that movie. I want to experience. I don't want to read a review of it. I want to experience myself.
I want to tell you one thing. It'll make you happy.
Why?
No, it'll make you happy.
All right.
That I know a guy who went to a screening, and all he said to me is, it is 20 times gorier.
Okay.
Then
that I can live with.
The first one.
That I can live with. But this was,
and I'm like you,
this was on that same subject where somebody was explaining some of the gore. And it really peed me off.
All he said to me was, he said, you know how the last one was kind of a psychological thriller? And I said, yeah. And he said, this one you're going to like more because you see everything.
That doesn't surprise me with that guy Ridley Scott, who is more into like special effects and stuff like that. Right. More special effects, and you've still got Anthony Hopkins. I'm rooting for this movie. This is one I hope is not a disappointment. Now, Buzz is looking at me. I'm sure you've read some reviews already.
Yes.
I don't want to hear about it.
Okay. Well, have the reviews you've read been good or bad?
Mixed. I think mostly people like it because they realize that it's one of those things that's funny because it's so dark. I like that.
Supposed to be fun.
I can accept that.
Now, listen, this guy, who you know also,
right,
said to me, right up our alley.
Right.
Gory, gory, gory.
Well, good. I like that. And if they can combine the suspense with the gore, then it's perfect.
Hello, Don, on my show.
Buzz, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you.
Well, what's he doing?
He's got a review over there that has probably a lot
some
of details
from the movie.
Yeah, no.
Just don't do that.
I won't. I won't do it.
Not today.
No.
Hello.
Not
today, hello, Don and Mike. Oh, come on, for Christ's sake. Answer when we speak. Hello.
Hiya, Don and Mike. Hey, this is Rudy. How you been?
We've been great, thank you.
Yeah, me and Mouse were over here at Hawaii, and anyway, we just wanted to stop in. And
oh, this guy's doing a Rudy Martsky thing?
Yeah, he's doing a horrible Rudy Martsky impression.
Oh, hey, no, come on. Come on, this is
Rudy from
Rudy. Me and Mouse right now, we're having glorious relations on the beach.
Oh, you're awful. You're awful. Hello, Don and Mike.
Radio Don.
Hi there.
Hey, did you see on the Millionaire Show a couple weeks ago where your theory worked on using a computer for answering the phone-in questions?
I think that's happened more than one time on that show where someone's used a computer. And you know what? Speaking of the Millionaire Show, I wish that prick that wanted Rob to be his lifeline would call us up. His episode airs tomorrow night, Robbie.
He left me a message on my voicemail today saying that he hopes there's no hard feelings and that there was no pop culture type questions, and he wasn't at liberty to say what went on.
Dick.
What a Poindexter.
Absolutely.
Did you save it? Can you access it? I think so, yeah. Give me a sec.
Yeah. All right. Pull it up. I'd like to hear it. Because the guy's going to be on the Millionaire Show tomorrow night.
Yeah, so I can't say how well I did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you won. I think if he won, he
wouldn't
have called Rob.
Wouldn't it be a pisser if the guy won $1 million?
If he won, I don't think he would have called Rob if he won. He wouldn't care.
Remember, this is the guy that called us last week and said, I need Rob to be a lifeline.
Makes a big deal about it, you know, about Rob being his lifeline. We get all excited about it. He actually gets to the chair and then uses somebody else because there weren't any pop culture questions.
Are you accessing it?
You got it? Let me know.
Not that one. Hold on. No.
Why don't we just listen to all your voicemails?
Please. Rob, this is me.
Let's hear some of your wife yelling at you.
There's none of that.
Hi. You've reached the Spiewak home. If this isn't important, I would like you to go away.
You got it?
Yeah.
Here it is.
Hey, Rob. This is Peter Braxton, not Scott Braxton, the guy that asked you to be a lifeline and had my taping on Monday for the Millionaire Show. And that will be airing Thursday at 9 on ABC, Channel 7, WJLA. Just wanted to give you a call make sure there are no hard feelings about not giving you a call. As it turned out, there was really no pop culture type of question. And you'll see what happens on the show. I can't really tell you about the specifics of the outcome. But anyway, in case you need to reach me, you can give me a call at 703.
I'll make sure you keep that number, Rob.
22.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. We'll watch. Yeah. Poindexter.
Extension.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, he is a nerd next.
210.
Yeah.
For the show. I'll try to talk to you sometime.
Thanks. You know what? I think he won. Let me tell you why. He's downplaying it. He's trying to sound as sad and tired as he can. I think he won some big money.
If he won the million, that means he would win more than a million, since in a ratings ploy, they've been adding money. It's like $1.8 million.
Right.
Oh, wouldn't that be...
You know what I mean? When somebody wants to... Hey, I just, I'm real sorry, but I can't tell you what happened on the show. When, in fact, in the inside, he's like, I won the big money!
Or I bet he won at least 64 grand.
Probably.
Right?
I'd love to know. You know what? I would love to... Why?
Why can't you just give
it... Who's it going to hurt?
Give us a heads up.
Oh, for you.
You know, that guy owes us at least a call on... You know, give us a hint.
Go get his number and just call him off the air. Don't even put his voice on the air. Just call the dude up and just say, hey, did you win $1 million?
Ask him if you want a significant amount of money to cough.
You know, get as much as you can out of the guy.
Right.
That's
very frustrating.
You have to listen to the whole message again?
All right.
You've reached Rob Spiewak.
I don't want any calls now, unless you're selling apples. Give me some shiny apples.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
I was just calling because this morning, on my way to work, I was listening to a different radio station, sorry. But anyway, I don't know what city it was, but they were talking about this guy that was up on a bridge and he was going to jump. And he had all of the police department around and the fire department and everything else.
Oh, honey, we've already had this on the show. They played Jump.
You?
They played Jump by Van Halen.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know.
Anybody see the Volkswagen shell that they hung from the Golden Gate Bridge?
Yes.
That's funny,
cool trick.
I love it. You know, as soon as you hear engineering students, I start laughing.
Yeah, now we had that story. Thank you, though, honey.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. And that was a while ago we had the story where the guy was up on the bridge threatening to commit suicide and the cops were playing Jump.
Mm-hmm. Might as well Jump.
By Van Halen. All right, Rob's getting the number now. What are you doing?
Just waiting for him to give.
Waiting through his tedious message.
Oh, for you.
You know, the tone of that call has just really gotten me curious.
I think you're right.
He's downplaying it. He did well.
I'll bet you that he didn't get past 64 grand.
I'll say it's a lock. He got by 64 grand.
Want to put any money on it?
$20. But he's not going to tell us what he did until we'll know.
Watch the show
tomorrow.
But
I don't want to wait. Look at you grabbing that cash.
It's the cash I won from you yesterday.
Absolutely. You know, just put the chicken nuggets up my butt right now.
You know what? We were calling him the wrong name when we talked about him. His name is Peter Braxton, not Scott Braxton.
Okay.
All right.
Who cares?
Whatever.
Looking for Peter Braxton, please.
I'll play a quick hand.
I'll do it for less money.
Is there a number where I can...
How about for 10?
How about for 5? I'm sorry. I lost $80 on the show yesterday.
I know you did. I've been walking on air the last 24 hours.
I'll play poker. I will not play because I have to. I won a hand of blackjack, but I didn't win poker.
All right, I'll
look at him getting his wad out.
But we're getting his voicemail anyway. He's not available.
He's not there. All right, we're gonna play.
Hang up on him.
All right, okay.
Mike and I are gonna play a quick hand of cards.
70.
Oh, is he on the phone?
What line?
Hold on, the guy's on the phone.
That was a marvelous feat of communication. Thank you, Stacy.
She was trying to help you, Rob.
What?
She was trying to be helpful.
Is the guy calling in? Is that what you said?
I think so. He's calling on the business line, I think.
Duh.
Well, see, he's not smart enough to win $1 million.
Yeah. We've got a $20 bet going on this. You say he won less than 60, 64,000
or less.
I say he won more.
Hi, Peter. How you doing? Can you go on the air?
No, I don't want to talk to him.
Oh,
just ask him off the air.
How much did you win? Can you tell us?
Off the air. You can even keep the secret. Just tell me if me or Mike won the bet.
One moment there, Peter. What was the bet? I was lost.
The bet was that if he won $64,000 or less, Don wins. If he won $64,000 or more, I win.
You did win a significant amount of money, though. But can you tell me if you were above the second stop gap remark?
Jesus, Rob.
Rob, just ask him specifically if he was above 64 grand.
No, don't be coy. You're not going to get in trouble. Just tell
him. Just tell him. Come on. You helped him. He can. If he doesn't want hard feelings.
Help us out. They have $20 riding on it. I know that must not mean like much to you.
Tell him what the bet is. Tell him what the bet is specific.
If you win more than 64,000, Mike wins.
Right.
What? I don't want my fair share. I just want to know if Mike wins or Don wins.
Jesus Christ. You would think this guy got some kind of state secret.
And if you want to send me a fair share, that'd be fine. We appreciate it. Bye-bye.
He wouldn't tell you?
Mike wins.
I'm not paying until I see the show.
No, that's not fair. Come on, you got $80 of my money. So that is not fair.
I'm not paying until I see the show.
I will give it back to you if he doesn't win.
Not paying until I see the show.
That sucks.
No, all right, here.
Thank you.
I'm busting your balls.
Thank you. You want to play poker now?
Oh, bring it on. Bring it on.
John Gavin Clapp.
Bring it on.
Bring it on.
Bring it on.
Come on.
Blackjack or poker?
Poker.
Blackjack.
Okay, blackjack.
One hand.
All right.
$20. Gotcha.
Mike gets dealt first?
Huh?
Mike gets dealt first? Yeah, like
can,
we
I
did
cut,
just said?
Can I cut the cards?
Take
sure.
Then right. If Mike cuts, then I have to deal to Don first.
All right, here we go. Rob is going to deal now.
Down. Down.
Mm-hmm.
Don showing has a king.
Okay.
Mike with a four. Don.
Hit me.
17 showing.
Stick.
Mike with four showing.
Hit me.
Nine showing.
Hit me.
17 showing.
I'll stick.
All right, roll them.
19.
20.
F you.
One more.
One more.
Oh, wow.
Come on.
Poker or blackjack?
Blackjack.
All right.
It's faster.
Okay.
Same deal. No, deal to him first.
All right.
No, deal to me first. I saw the card there, Rob.
All right, put it on the bottom. Put them both on the bottom.
Don't deal so I can see Mike's cards. He's dealing you an ace, incidentally.
Oh, good, good.
Well, who's dealing? Who gets the first card now?
Mike. But just deal it down so I can't see what it is.
Okay.
Mike has a three showing. Don with a seven showing. Mike.
Hit me.
Six showing.
I'll stick.
Mike has six showing?
Yes.
Hit.
Jack showing. It says 17.
I'm out.
I had 16.
I only had 15. That's why I had to take a hit.
Okay.
Are you happy now?
I am so happy. I've recouped all of my losses from yesterday. Look at all my keys.
Want to go again?
No. Yes, one more time.
One more time.
Who deals first? Who gets the first card?
I don't care.
Doesn't matter to me.
The mic, then. Thank you.
Nine showing for Mike. Nine showing for Don. Mike.
Stick.
Stick. Mike.
They both stick.
Wow. What do you have?
19.
20.
Okay.
Wow.
That's the end of today's show.
Three in a row. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
That's the end of the show. I'm not kidding. That's it. Turn the microphones off.
Don and Mike are leaving now. Actually, Don.
No, I'm just busting balls.
He doesn't get as mad as I do.
I'm just busting balls.
No way he gets as mad as
no,
I do.
It's fun.
Oh, my God.
It's fun playing.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
Good.
That's fantastic.
Okay, now I'm not kidding.
Yes. I'm not going to gamble like all of
them. No. Can you loan me $20?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
There you go.
I don't have any money left.
Don't worry about paying that back anytime soon.
Thank you.
Very good.
Okay.
That's a good day. It's a good payday. I'm back.
Excellent. I'm back, baby. You got your money back.
I'm back. And I don't hate that Poindexter anymore.
Oh, I do.
I know you do.
F-ing dweeb. Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
I'll be hit by an armored truck tomorrow.
Hey, Rob, he didn't give you any indication of how much he really did win, right?
Well, he just said that you were victorious in that bet.
So he won over $64,000.
Wow.
All right, you'll be on the Millionaire Show tomorrow night.
Yeah, F him.
Rich dick. Go out like Rick D's and buy four houses.
Keep them all at 72 degrees.
Where would you live? We will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show cordially invites you to a beautiful evening in Lake Tahoe, Nevada. Friday, February 23rd, it's the Don and Mike Lake Tahoe Reno Style Show. This gala show will include all the raunchy fun you've come to expect, including the underwear fashion show, of course. The show is at Harrah's of Lake Tahoe, and it starts at 8 p.m. It's first come, first served. So make your plans now. We invite your ass to come on down.
The Don and Mike Las Vegas Style Show.
I'm cutting a fucking spot, Tony.
Don't miss it.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hello, man.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, is it Don?
Yes, Don and Mike.
I have a question. What if you're a U.S. citizen, but you weren't born here? Can you still do the contest?
Are you talking about for the Valentine's Day blind date?
Yes, sir.
You know, technically, if you're a U.S. citizen, that's fine.
Okay, because I'm a U.S. citizen. They said the only thing I can do is become president.
And really, the whole thing about no foreigners, that was just, you know, that's a gag just because that British guy was annoying us.
Like everything on this show. Don't take it seriously.
No, okay. So when can I call back to try to try out?
Well, first we got to find out how many girls. Hey, Rob, would you go see how many girls have even called in yet interested? To Charlie and Lisa. We got to get the 10 girls together for the blind date show before we get the guy.
Right.
Okay.
I know Charlie was having a wonderful conversation during the break with one of the contestants. I just heard his side of it, but it ended nicely.
Huh.
Stupid bitch.
Oh.
Yes. He wasn't saying that to her. He was just sort of saying that out in the open, right? He didn't say that directly
she
to her.
She hung up before I could tell
her. That's what I thought.
He's listening, yeah. You stupid bitch.
Oh!
Why was she a stupid bitch?
Well, she was lying about her age, her job, and everything she did. And I asked her for a phone number, and she said, the extension is, and then the first three digits, she said, it's 638. So, well, what is the area code? She said, I don't know. It's the one in D.C. I said, well, there are two of them. Tell me which one it is. I don't know.
So she was giving you a bit of a hard time.
Yes.
Wow. She was.
Have any girls called besides that?
One.
One.
And I know there's only one area code in D.C.
Wow, very good.
Right, that was a trick question on Charlie Broyles' part.
He doesn't, you can't get by that.
All right, so girls, listen, you know, not to belabor this today, we'll get into it tomorrow, but we're going to have a Valentine's Day show next Wednesday, a blind date show, 10 nude girls in the studio,
right?
One hunky guy blindfolded. He'll ask each girl three questions. The girl he selects wins $1,000 and goes out on a Valentine's Day date that night with this guy with a limo and a free dinner and free booze down at the Palm Restaurant.
And we're just proving why on the Don and Mike Show, looks mean nothing.
Yes, because we purposely want three turbo hotties.
Right.
Three girls who you wouldn't kick out of bed for eating crackers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Three girls who maybe could be in Plumper's magazine and...
The booby prize.
Yeah, and one Brumilda.
Right, exactly. Okay.
And when we actually do this next Wednesday on Valentine's Day, the guy will be blindfolded,
mm-hmm.
and he will have no idea what the girls look like,
right.
So it'll be strictly
a personality contest.
Fantastic.
But you guys listening via like the password way of doing stuff with you, they would go, the password is jizz. You know, Buzz will be over there on his super secret microphone.
Right.
And he'll be saying, this is Wendy. She's very hot. She could be in Playboy.
Yep.
This is Julie. She has an incredibly large mustache and a big wart on the end of her nose. You know, but the guy playing won't be able to hear any of that.
This is Carol. She has one eye. I mean, one eye in the center.
It's like one forehead. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, buddy.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great, thanks.
Good. Hey, I got a quick question. I got a problem with butt stink. I get in the shower. I take a shower. 5 minutes out the shower.
What kind of phone is this? Some sort of masking device for your voice? What's going on here?
No, it's my real voice.
You sound like one of those guys on Dateline NBC when they say, we couldn't reveal this employee's identity.
Mm-hmm. Just not their lethal product.
So, I go to stick my finger in my butt and take a sniff, and it still stinks. Does that mean I got colon cancer?
No, wait a minute. Hold on. When you put your finger... I love this show.
Mm-hmm.
When you put your finger in your butt,
uh-huh.
Is it when your butt's clean?
Yeah, when my butt's clean. In 5 minutes, I go to stick my finger in my butt and take a sniff, and it still stinks.
Well, I think you can wash all you want down there, but you're still occasionally going to get some odor.
Oh, that don't mean I got colon cancer?
And it has time to soak.
Huh?
Ass don't smell.
Your ass doesn't smell.
Exactly. No, I don't think the fact that you're putting your finger in your butt and it stinks means you have colon cancer.
Just remember one thing, sir. Perfumes just cover it up.
Okay.
It means that you have bad hygiene, probably.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Very good. Keep your fingers out of there.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Shake.
Yeah, you know, if you got to, do the underwear test.
Mm.
You know. See if you got the Indy 500 in your pants.
I think most people can tell, you know, if there's a problem that way.
Right.
You know, I mean, they can tell by pure feel if things are going bad down there. I mean, you can tell how it feels and that you don't want anyone to see, you know, your underwear. I know you've been going to the gym and I've been going to the gym. And there was one day where I was going to shower at the gym and I just chose not to.
Throw the underpants away.
Exactly.
I mean, on a good day, I don't put my finger in there and smell.
No. And I don't want to
smell.
Like...
Here's why.
Here we go.
Oh, bravo! Thank you.
That was fantastic.
Thank you. Proof. Been a while since I've had one. That's Igars.com. They supply the sponsorship of our on-air farts. That was my ass. Igars.com.
Do you shower at the place where you go to work out?
Sometimes.
Maybe it's because I've grown older, but I'll tell you, when I was, playing high school sports and things like that, never really fazed me that much. But I'll tell you right now, I am entirely grossed out by other stinky men who always seem to be, when I'm getting ready because of the schedule we have, you know, that it's kind of mid-morning, and I've always got the 80-year-old man next to me. I mean, and what is it about, you know, when you see, we have this little thing where you go in and you see the locker, and the locker, if it doesn't have a key in it, that means the locker is occupied, okay?
Right.
If the locker has a key in it, that means, and there are lockers all over the place. I mean, there are plenty of lockers.
I know where you're going.
And this guy today has to pick the locker right next to mine, and I always put mine at the end of the row so I can have the end of the bench. And it's the third time now that a man close to 80, you know, going, breathing like that with the locker wide open. And you know, he's sitting there with his bean bag hanging out there. And I've got I went out into the middle of practically the hallway trying to get my clothes on. And I had just gotten out of the shower. And there's nothing I could do. I had to, like, saddle up next to him to get my stuff out of the shower. And then there are guys with green toenails and stuff. It grosses me out.
Yeah. I wear,
I hate it. I really do.
I wear aqua shoes when I go in the shower at the gym.
I should. I don't. I really should, though. Because, you know, you can pick up some disease.
Oh, you sure can. And listen, I'm a guy who would leave foot disease in there. I still got that one.
Right. Well, that's good. That's very responsible to wear the aqua shoes.
Absolutely clubbed and mangled.
But, I mean, aqua shoes, when you get done using them, what do? You wring them out? I mean, where do you put them? Do you put them in a plastic bag?
No, I put them in my gym bag.
And just wet, soaking wet?
I leave them in the garage. And they dry out overnight.
Yeah, but I mean, what do you do when you're, like, don't they soak through your gym bag on the way home or something like that?
Well, all the stuff in the gym bags is sweaty and wet anyway.
Okay.
So when I come home, I just leave the aqua shoes in the garage and I bring the sweaty clothes upstairs.
I'm thinking about going that route because, I mean, all I'm thinking of when I walk to the shower and, you know, there's a row of showers, really, you know, like 2 feet in between it with guys on either side, smelly, stinky, gross guys.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't understand how women can do guys when you go into a locker room like this.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Hello?
Don and Mike.
Yes, we are. Hi.
How you doing? Love your show. Watch it every, listen to it every day.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
My name's Dave. I'm calling from New York.
Yes. Hi, Dave.
Hey, it's mine and my girlfriend's anniversary, and I wanted to do something special, so I figured I'd call up and ask Don and Mike to let me propose to her over the air.
I thought you said it's your anniversary.
It is our anniversary.
Of being boyfriend and girlfriend?
Yes.
You want to take it to the next level?
Yes, we're ready to move on.
Well,
we're
hold on, you know what? Oh, Lisa just put on the screen. You knocked her up?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that was a couple months ago now, and I didn't want to do it earlier because, you know, I didn't want to have her thinking it was because of the baby and all. But
oh, that's nice.
I think now I'm ready.
Really?
How old are you?
Me, I'm 22.
Oh, dear, life ruined.
It's just been my experience. A good gift might be to break up right now.
No, I'm in it for the long run. You and Frieda are still together.
For her sake and for the baby.
Yeah, I know, but Frieda and I beat the odds. All right, listen, if you're sure, hold on. Give the number to Robbie.
Hold on a second. Rob, that's line six.
Okay.
Get ready for a beautiful, tender moment on the show.
Here we go.
I wonder, did we find out how old the girl is?
No.
60. Babies having babies, I'm sure.
Is the guy employed?
You know, we're generally not good with these warm, fuzzy, touchy-feely moments.
Especially when there's an illegitimate child involved. But I guess they're making the child legitimate.
He's doing the right thing.
He is doing the right thing. I think that's what should be done in that circumstance.
Well, what's her name?
Find out how old she is, too, Rob.
Rebecca, how old is Rebecca? All right, well, you hang on there, Dave.
How old is Rebecca?
Hold on. Wait, what's the whole start again? No, the number to call Rebecca at, Dave. That's right.
Rob's having a little trouble with Dave. Did you find out how old she was, Rob?
Hold on, too many numbers for him at once.
Not for that brain.
Okay, she's 21.
21, all right.
Hold on.
Put him back on hold. Okay.
Wow, they're going to have good kids.
What, Robbie?
They're going to have good kids. Her name is Rebecca.
Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm.
Just call her Lucky.
All right, let's call her. Soon she's going to be Mrs. Lucky.
Don's right, though. He's doing the right thing.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, he's doing the right thing. That's Rob, that's not the right thing.
That's
we don't want him to put a revolver in his mouth.
Oh, would you knock it off? Is that what he did?
Yeah.
Oh,
hello, is this Rebecca?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Rebecca. This is Don and Mike from WNEW.
Hi.
And you're on the air right now.
How are you today, Rebecca?
Good. How are you?
Hey, we understand you're knocked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And your schmuck boyfriend, who should have said something to you long ago, wants to say something to you now.
We've got him on the line, and he asked us to call you, Rebecca, because he wants to speak with you.
Dave?
Is that okay?
Okay, I'm here.
Dave, go ahead. Here she is.
You take it from here. You're both on the Don and Mike show. Go ahead.
Hey, Dave. Are you there? Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, go ahead, Rebecca. You can talk to Dave now.
Well, there's a reason I got you on the air today. I wanted to know if, you'd be my wife. Yes, I will. I'd be honored.
I'd be honored.
Oh, man.
Well,
you know, it's terrific. Together. That's beautiful.
That's wonderful.
Well, you two are now officially engaged.
Are you showing yet?
Yeah, I'm doing 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
You waited for the entire pregnancy, Dave?
Well, I didn't want her to think it was because of the baby, you know? I wanted to make sure I could deal with her through this, and, we had some rough times, and I stuck with her through it. And...
All right, I'll buy it. All right.
So when are you going to marry her? Before the baby's delivered?
No. We'll wait till after when
she fits into
a wedding dress.
No. Do it before so you don't have a bastard.
Yeah, you do. What you do is you...
Well, really, to be technical about it,
you do it like down at the Justice of the Peace tomorrow, and then you have a nice ceremony when she's in the wedding dress. Marry her tomorrow. Come on,
we'll
Dave.
We'll try.
Dave,
we'll try.
No, Dave. That's not good enough, Dave.
Dave.
Dave, listen.
I bet she'd want you to marry her before the baby's born, wouldn't you, Rebecca?
Actually, I don't care. As long as she's going to marry me, I'm fine.
Well, you know what, Rebecca?
You're yes. a sweetheart.
I would say if he's offering, get him to... If he's waited until 2 months before you drop the baby...
2 weeks.
2 weeks, excuse me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, then get down, go down to City Hall tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Dave, I really think, you know, Dave, you have been a stand-up guy. You've proposed marriage. You obviously, Rebecca, has he stood by you throughout the pregnancy? Has he taken you to the doctor? Has he been there? Has he been there for sonograms or things like that?
He's been there for everything.
For everything. Right, so he's a good guy.
And then, Dave, are you aware that in 2 weeks, when the bastard child is born, if you're not married,
mm-hmm.
that the name that goes on the birth certificate will be Rebecca's last name?
No, we've already discussed that fact.
So you can manipulate that?
Yeah, we're going to manipulate that. It's going to be his last name.
No, I can't do that.
How can that be, though? Because they're not married. How can that be?
This Valentine's Day, give the gift of fraud.
You're right. No, I think they allow that.
No, I don't think
it's
they do.
It's just the bassinet. They just put her name on the bassinet in the hospital. On a birth certificate, you choose whose last name is on it.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, you do.
I don't think so. I really think the law is that if you're not married...
Dave, have you investigated this?
I have a sister who just had a child, and it's got the father's last name.
Well, it's kind of running in the family.
Who knows? Now, listen, just in my experience, don't bring a bastard into the world. You know, do the right thing.
Marry her at City Hall and then have the big ceremony afterwards. Go on, Dave, make us happy. Say you'll do that.
All right, I'll do it for you guys.
There you go.
Yay. Thank you, Dave.
Fantastic, Dave.
Thank you.
Good man.
All right, Rebecca.
What are you going to name the baby if it's a boy?
Tyler? No, Skyler.
Skyler. Whoa, I guess the world has too many Codys already. I was going to suggest Cody. And what about if it's a girl?
Haley.
What is it?
Haley.
I like Haley.
All right. Either way.
I want to rethink that Skyler, though.
Yeah. But then again, that's just us.
How about Dave Jr.?
No.
DJ.
Good judgment, Rebecca.
DJ. All right, well, then, listen. I want you to swear now on your unborn child's life, Dave, that you're going to marry her before she drops this baby.
I can't do that.
You were lying to us, Dave.
I lied.
You're not going to marry her before the baby's born. Rebecca...
2 weeks away. You got to understand there's a waiting period on those things.
No. You go down, you get yourself a blood test, you can get married within 2 weeks at City Hall. You can do it.
You can do it. Don't quit.
I don't care what kind of hinky arrangement your brother made.
That's right. Or you can even go to Maryland or Virginia, which is a short drive for you, and you don't even have to have a blood test of any sort.
And yeah, this thing, and there becomes the issue of benefits.
What do you mean?
No.
Yeah, I have none, and she's on her parents at the moment.
Oh. It's a financial thing?
Yeah, financial thing.
I see.
But see if you can work around that.
Well, come on. I mean, you got to get married. I'm telling you, I think I'm right about this name thing.
Yeah.
I really do think I'm right about that.
At least look into it, okay, Dave?
That just because you planted your seed doesn't mean that you get to hang your name around the kid's neck.
You said your sister did it or your brother did it?
My sister did it.
Your sister did it with her child?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure that she'll have custody of the kid.
Well, she'll have custody.
She'll have legal custody of the kid, and the kid will have her name.
No, because if she puts her name on the kid, then there's the issue of child support, and that's why the fathers are allowed to have, or the babies are supposed to have the father's last name.
And you're standing up and doing that. You have a job?
Yes, I have 3 jobs.
Well, good for you. Okay, good.
All right, just marry her. Just make it happen.
Make it happen and let us know when it does.
All right, I'll let you know.
Okay.
Good. I mean, Dave, I mean that. Let us know when that happens.
I told you, we never have happy moments like other radio shows. We never do.
You know, we were sitting there all happy, and then you told us 2 weeks the baby's going to be born. Well, I guess technically you're... Yeah. How soon are you going to get married?
Yeah, but see, the thing is, it's easy to say...
We are going to get married as soon as she cannot be covered on her parents' benefits.
When will that be?
A month after the baby's born.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Really? I don't know. This whole thing sounds hinky to me.
Well, Well, he'll prove it by, you know, letting us know. You know, we'll have to wait. He'll prove it when he really does marry her. Mm-hmm.
So you're gonna say you're gonna marry her by when? By April?
Yeah.
Dave?
Yeah, I could do April.
Dave?
Yes.
Boy,
yeah, April.
Rebecca, you must feel mighty special right now. He sure does want to marry you. Yeah, I could do it by April.
Rebecca, how do you feel about this?
I'll get married in April. Okay. I'll give him till April.
It's okay with her.
Okay.
Okay with me.
She's very quiet. I think she's very happy. And Dave, it's a very good thing that you have stood by her during this.
Well, thank you.
But,
do you swear on your unborn child's life that you'll be married by April?
That I can do.
All right, good.
Okay, then.
Fantastic. Thank you, Dave.
Then we can wash our hands of this, and we offer you our blessing.
Call us when you get married.
We will.
We will.
And please, let me send something along for the child.
Ooh.
I know that, listen, it's just a little something from me and from Mike. A loving couple Monkey Graham from Worldwide Monkey Graham.
Oh, that's fantastic.
We're going to send you both the male monkey and the female monkey, plus a box of chocolate truffles.
Thank you.
That's just from us to you.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Congratulations, Dave and Rebecca.
Thank you.
Hold on, kids.
Okay.
Hold on.
Well, a beautiful tear-jerking moment that'll be heard later tonight on WNEW in New York.
Nothing makes an out-of-wedlock pregnancy more palatable than a monkey gram.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you, Don and Mike? My name is Bob from Manassas.
Hi, Bob.
And I had a bastard child in October, and I put my name as the baby's last name, but we had to have the birth certificate notarized. Well, the paperwork notarized in some way for the birth certificate for it to be like that.
And now did you marry the mother eventually?
I've not married her yet.
Okay.
What's the rush? Thank you.
Right on.
All right. Bye-bye.
Right on.
Bye-bye.
Right on. He's happy.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
God damn it, Don and Mike is angry black guy.
Hey, angry black guy. What's wrong?
How you doing? Usually I'm just pissed when I call you, but every time I call, Lisa breaks me down when she screams me, and I just feel all warm and squishy inside.
Oh, so you're a happy black guy now.
Yeah, well, I just want to say one thing. You watch this new Survivor crap?
Survivor, yes, love it.
Yeah, I was pissed at the last one because of the naked gay white guy. But now, there's no sisters on there. When is white America going to see some tick old bitties and some big black ass on primetime?
No, wait, aren't there any sisters on Survivor?
No.
What about the personal trainer?
Sure there are.
I think there's
two sisters.
I believe the personal trainer is an African American.
I think there's two sisters on Survivor.
Well, the episode I seen, I ain't seen no black ass or no tick old bitties on there.
Hold on, are you looking at the paper, Buzz?
Yeah, I'm looking at the pictures of the cast of Survivor. I see at least one sister, Alicia Calloway, who is a personal trainer.
I love it when Buzz says sister.
I see at least one sister.
Right on.
Well, you know, Buzz got a little brother himself, so he's cool.
Thank you, AJB.
Come on, Buzz is whiter than Rob. Buzz is whiter than Wonder Bread.
Whiter than Edgar Winter.
Hey, and I'd like to say one more thing.
Powder.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with a bastard child. I happen to be a bastard myself, and I think I'm doing pretty good.
Well, good for you, Angry Black Guy.
All right, Angry Black Guy. All right, thanks for the call.
See you later, Don and Mike.
All right, peace out.
Peace
out. Oh, boy. Well, you know, who knew would we get involved in all of this?
Not me.
Pretty amazing show.
Quick break. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
Yes, company.
Get out of here, Curtis. I don't hear you unless you knock.
America's most happening hate monger.
Hi.
The Don and Mike Show.
And now listen, tomorrow we're giving away a $1,000 pair of diamond earrings from Mervis Diamond Importers, valued at $1,000.
Wow.
Call Mervis Diamond Importers at 1-800-HER-LOVE or go online at MervisDiamond.com.
Who gave those to us, Ronnie or Jim?
Don't know, Mike.
All
I
right.
get those guys mixed up whenever I see them.
Yeah, so do I most of the time.
Just know this. Attention, white trash.
Oh, great.
Tomorrow we'll be playing...
Oh, the moon's right for this.
What My Wife Doesn't Know Won't Hurt Her.
Oh, it's going to be a good one, I can tell, with the moon high in sky.
For a $1,000 pair of diamond earrings, that is tomorrow. Plus, we'll give you the Temptation Island recap. Plus, we'll be talking a lot more about our Valentine's Day blind date show.
Good.
Which will be happening in a week from now. Friday in studio, taking the sex quiz and probably getting a sensual kiss from me
Lassie's mother.
Oh, yes.
June Lockhart.
Oh. June Lockhart.
Also Friday, Chuck Stossel and a brand-new low-budget Jeff Hardy. And I think maybe on Friday, somebody from the XFL.
Very good.
Even though I've not bought into it 100%.
Right.
And, you know, we'll talk to somebody.
Why not?
Now, we got just enough time for a 60-second interview before we get to Buzz. And let me tell you the stories that we've got.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of interesting, but frankly, I can't see more than a minute from either one of them.
Okay.
First story from Los Angeles. A nuclear physicist is dropping a bomb on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. He says the show has an unfair selection process. He claims he's called the phone and he's won the test 16 times in a row, but has never been invited to be on the show. He says the reason it chaps his hide is because all would-be contestants are required to keep the phone lines open 3 hours the next day.
Is that, quote, chaps his hide?
Yes.
All right.
In case a producer from the show calls.
Well, we know how manipulative they can be.
Okay, so that's story number one.
Right.
Story number two, New York City janitor who writes poetry about cleaning toilets.
Oh, I like that.
Number three.
That's a good 60 seconds.
Amateur talk show host challenges the big guns. Patrick Phillips is a novelty license plate salesman.
Oh, yeah.
Who hosts a public access cable talk show in Mesquite, Texas.
Yeah.
He claims that Letterman and Leno are old and stale.
Mm-hmm.
And he's publicly challenging them to book him on their show so he can interview them and show how lame they are.
Well, then he must be pretty scary funny, I would think.
So those are the three I got for you.
I would like to call the janitor who writes poetry about cleaning toilets.
Yeah. You got it.
Might be boring, but I'd like to try that. And if that doesn't work out, we can always call the, the Leno wannabe. Reno wannabe.
All right, remember, we have...
Calling Global Supply Net, your world live Monday through Friday.
Oh, Marcy Sims.
If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time.
I don't.
Dial 0 for the operator or dial 1 for a company directory.
After 30 days, it's Mark's final.
Please enter the first 4 letters of the person's first name. For Q, press 7. For Z...
R-O-B-E.
Extension... 1, 3, 4. Robert Kravitz.
That's him.
To call this person, press 1. Please wait a moment.
Okay.
Wait a moment. Wait a moment, and then mark it down to $36.
He publishes poetry about being a janitor.
Beautiful. Poetry about being a janitor.
Yeah.
I look down and see the brown crown.
Here's one example. Yes, without the janitor's
coming. No one is available to answer.
Oh, I knew it.
All right.
God, they make you go through all that.
Yes. Yes, without the janitor's coming in at night, our toilets would be a terrible sight.
Oh.
The bowl would be so grimy, no one could eat off it. It would be so slimy.
Well, I think it's just as well we didn't get through to the genius.
All right, yeah. Then let's try the
Jay Leno wannabe.
The talk show guy.
Because really, I mean, he can do kind of an audition for us, and we'll let him know if he's qualified.
All right, but keep in mind he...
Or if he's ill-equipped.
He's a novelty license plate salesman.
What is that exactly? I mean, is it like the circle thing, or I mean frame?
Like fake license plates, I think.
Oh, fake license plates.
Keychain Factory, this is James.
Yes, hello, is Patrick there?
Patrick's not here.
This is the Don and Mike radio show. We are on the air right now. We're looking for the guy who makes fake license plates who wants to be on Jay Leno.
Well, I'm not him.
Do you know Patrick?
Yeah.
And is he qualified to be a talk show host?
Oh, yeah. He's already been doing it.
Is he scary funny?
Sure.
I mean, I know he's on public access.
Uh-huh.
But we were reading a press release here that says he would like to challenge both Jay Leno and David Letterman to go on their shows.
Oh, okay, so he could see if he could interview people better than they do.
Right, yes.
Has he ever interviewed you?
No, I guess not. I interviewed him.
You're his boss?
I hired him.
How long has he been working at your novelty license plate shop?
Well, we've been open about a year, so he's been here about a year.
What's the number one selling novelty license plate?
Well, there's not one number one. It's whatever people want to put. We custom engrave whatever you want to say on there.
On the license plate itself?
We do plastic plates. We also do frames. That's what's more popular.
Ah, the frames. So it's the frames. What is the most unusual request you've gotten?
Some that I probably couldn't say on the air.
Well, why don't you just substitute the bad words for letters?
Have you ever got like an F-U or something?
Let's see.
Wait, what
think of all the good ones. One of them is if you, what is it, gas, grass, or everybody pays or something like that.
Right. Is, tell me something. Is this other guy, is he half as quick as you?
Mike.
What, Patrick? Yeah. Hey, Mike.
Oh, he's
Mike.
Hello.
Mommy. The other guy, Patrick, is he half as quick as you?
Oh, he's much quicker. All I do is just sell stuff.
Do you sell any other novelty items, like fake dog poop or fake vomit?
We're not really a novelty store, no.
Well, you should think about expanding.
All right. Any sex toys?
No, we do engraving.
Engraving, okay.
Oh, you're an engraver.
And do you know where Patrick is right now?
Well, I believe he is out celebrating his birthday, so you wouldn't be able to reach him.
Oh, it's his birthday.
His birthday, huh. All right.
You engrave dog tags?
We sure do.
Oh, fantastic. Send me a couple, will you?
And you a couple?
You do dirty ones?
If you have a special request.
Would you do one saying, if you find this dog, please eat him?
That one would probably fit.
I would. So you really, pretty much, you don't have any scruples. You'll engrave anything, right?
If you pay us, yeah.
Oh, you mean you wouldn't do it for us for free?
Nope. We got to have the cash.
What about one that says, this dog gives great... Like, I have a German Shepherd. So I want to write, this dog is a sex machine. Would you be able to put that on the tag?
That would probably fit, yeah.
How about, this dog will let you do it?
Yeah, most anything. If you're not trying to do anything too long, it'll fit on there.
Really?
All right. Well, then we'll consider that. And please tell Patrick that the Don and Mike radio show calls him.
Don and Mike.
Yes, ma'am.
Would you engrave on a license plate, this store owner is boring?
Do we what?
Would you engrave on a license plate, this store owner is boring?
Well, I probably would if someone thought that they wanted to put that on their car.
What if I wanted to buy a tag for you?
If they wanted to buy a tag?
If I wanted to buy a tag for you.
Well, let's say, you pay me and I'd make the tag and then I'd decide whether I wanted to carry it or not.
Okay, let's just, how much would one cost me if I got a nice medallion and I had you engrave on it, I am a lifeless dick. How much would that cost?
All of them are $14.99, and if you wanted to put that on there, I think you ought to keep it.
Oh, really? What about, well, maybe you like this one on a medallion. Check my pulse. I think I'm dead.
On a medallion?
Uh-huh. Yeah, a nice medallion. Do you have medallions?
You mean a dog tag?
Or a dog tag. Yeah, you can give your, could a human being, like a store owner, wear a dog tag?
You know, like guys in the Army.
How about this one?
Dog tags around their neck, you know?
Oh, yeah. Do you have those?
Kids wear them all the time.
All right, I'm thinking about this one for you. I could pay for this one. I've never been with a woman.
Well, I feel sorry for you.
Okay. But, no, that would be your dog tag.
I wouldn't wear it.
All right.
But if you wanted to pay me, I'd make it for you.
I bet you. You've made that very clear. The right amount of money, you'll do just about anything.
I'd engrave something for you. That's
our friend here, Rob, has
just about anything on the air for money. So
well, you seem to want to take money for anything, so I sure. think our friend Rob might have a suggestion.
Do you ever engrave anything bigger than a dog tag? Because what might be good for you is almost like a license plate you could wear around your neck that reads, "Will need work in 3 months."
Yeah, well, that could be you, too. But I'd say that anything that fits on the machine, we will engrave.
How about, we'll take money for anything because I am a
whore!
Oh, that's you also, but...
okay. All right, this is not going very well.
Yeah, because you want me to be all witty, and all I do is just sell stuff here.
You
that's
do.
Right.
Yeah, but you know something? Sometimes wit can help your cause when you're selling things. It might be one of the first rules of sales. Be charming. Something you might want to work on.
You know what, though? I don't go out there and give them a big line of bull. What I do is go out and tell them the products, and we sell a lot of stuff.
But once again, I reiterate to you.
We have the gift of gab to sell it. Huh. I show them exactly what we have, and they buy it.
Sales is bull. I mean, God, I wish Tim McWilliams was here.
Yeah, me too.
You know, if you have a gift of bull, you can sell more.
It's true.
Yeah, but see, I'm not like one of those traveling salesmen. I don't have to be a salesperson. I simply run the shop, and people come up, and they like the product, they buy it. Because I don't really like that part of trying to sell something to somebody.
How about this? Connect my moles.
Just that on the license tag. Would you wear that?
Connect my body moles.
I wouldn't wear it.
Okay.
But could you make it?
I could make it.
You could make it.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
How about one that says, I pleasure myself on my license plates?
On my license plate.
Mm-hmm.
That might be too much to put on there.
All right, how about me like jizz?
That's short enough to fit.
Hey, I'm going to give him a round of applause. Yeah. He's unflappable.
Unflappable. How about,
if you please,
I love fat chicks.
That one would fit.
All right, what about, I like little boys.
Yeah, that's another one.
Oh, that got a that's the first laugh we got out of him. Hmm. And now, is Patrick funnier than you are? We reiterate that.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
All right.
Patrick is the one that entertains people.
All right, on a 1 to 10 scale.
You need a Patrick.
Yes, on a 1 to 10 scale, how funny is Patrick and how funny are you?
How funny is Patrick?
On a 1 to 10.
Well, as dead as you're saying I am, Patrick would be a 10.
So he's a very lively guy.
Oh, yeah.
So you're nice. You compliment each other.
Sure.
And rate yourself.
Well, see, you're listening to me over the phone when I'm trying to not respond to your snide remarks. But
snide.
I'd say I'm about a 3 or a 4.
Do you liven up at night?
Well, I have to.
Like maybe when you come out of your coffin.
The gay caballero of the evening?
I'm with friends and people I enjoy their company, sure.
Sure.
Then I'm a 7.
Have you ever said the line, the creatures of the night, what beautiful music they make?
I think I leave that to somebody else, but I could have said it at some point.
Doing grave, anything made of rock?
Rock?
Yeah, like headstones?
Unfortunately, that's a little out of our league.
Out of your league.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you for your time. Listen, this has been a fantastic, I think, piece of free advertising.
Yeah, we were calling to speak with Patrick, but who knew we'd get the store owner and have this wonderful conversation.
Do you have a website?
We don't have a website at the current time, but if you want...
Would you like to plug in?
Advertising, just tell them it's the only place in Graves at Town East Mall.
At the Town East Mall. Would you like to give your business a plug?
It's called the Keychain Factory.
The Keychain Factory?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is it a franchise or are you a...
Oh, no, we're
an original.
Or deal.
Oh, you're the original deal.
Yep.
All right. Well, it's been nice talking with you.
Well, great.
Could you make one that says, I pull my putts?
You come down here and I'll make one for you.
Yeah, all right. All right, we're finally getting something out of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, thank you for your time.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, there he goes. The guy who's pissed at the Millionaire Show, we'll just call him some other time.
Absolutely.
We had way too much fun talking to the happy-go-lucky license plate maker.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Alrighty. I could make it for you. We don't have any website or something fancy like that.
It's time for the news and the comments now.
In a new world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
verboten,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
Me. He made it up.
Buzz license plate would be, I'm not leaking.
Right.
Yeah. That was our lead story. The America's treasure, Buzz Burbank, is no longer leaking, according to his doctor.
I'm proud of it. Amen.
All right, Buzz, what is the real-time lead story tonight?
Well, tonight, shootout on Pennsylvania Avenue.
All right. And I bet you have more information now, right?
Lots more, I think.
Okay, good. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments,
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very...
Well, I don't know. Professional.
Number one, Arbitron Lake, the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
They'll splash the pot whenever the F they please. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Time now for news and comments with Buzz. Buzz's news tonight sponsored by eGars.com. eGars.com has great gifts for Valentine's Day, like cigar samplers from Macanudo, Partagas, and Punch. at www.egars.com. And now here is Buzzy.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Secret Service agents shot a man just outside the White House today after he had fired several shots. The president was in the presidential or residential wing at the time, exercising, and Vice President Cheney was working in his office.
Right.
Both men were told of the incident and told that neither was in any danger. And even though there's no evidence of terrorism, the incident prompted a tightening of security on the White House grounds.
Exercising.
The man is identified as Bob Pickett of Evansville, Indiana.
Exercising his right arm.
His wounded leg was treated at a hospital, and his injuries were not severe.
Get off my leg.
The incident began just before lunchtime when a D.C. police officer spotted a man with a gun and started talking to him. The suspect had fired several shots at the White House, and at one point, put the barrel of the gun in his mouth. His neighbors back in Evansville say he was quiet and kind and friendly, living alone in the home his parents left behind.
Of course, what are they going to say?
Right. Pickett's, they always say that.
I mean, you never get any guys who have done something awful, and they go to the neighbors, and they go, and the neighbor goes, I knew it.
Yeah.
He was evil.
Knew it was coming.
I knew it.
And go to that house, right? Go down to the basement.
It puts the lotion on its body, or else it gets the hose again.
They found his car nearby, and it had no other weapons, and he just had the one pistol with him today. Pickett's former lawyer says he'd been fired by the IRS for poor attendance and poor performance.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
And he unsuccessfully sued the IRS over that. He had no prior criminal record, but he was treated in Baltimore for mental problems. Doctors say Pickett showed some unusual behavior at the hospital today. Instead of writhing in pain from his shattered knee, he was calm. No word on the results of any drug test.
Hello, my knee. I was treated in Baltimore.
Go Ravens.
Come on.
Ravens won the Super Bowl.
Fight on. Fight on.
He had surgery this evening to remove the bullet and bone fragments and is reportedly in stable condition. That's what we know right now. The Clintons today sent back a lot of the furnishings they took with them when they left the White House.
The Clintons.
Too late for the Clintons. The National Park Service, which oversees White House furnishings, says the Clintons have returned about $28,000 worth of sofas, rugs, and other items. The Park Service says the Clintons returned these things because of all the questions that have been raised. But a Park Service spokesman says it could turn out that at least some of the items really should go to the Clintons after all.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's so white trash.
Yeah.
We got to start playing this music now. And you know what? I bought the soundtrack for my favorite movie, Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah.
Right? And it's got some of the best hillbilly music.
Yes, it does.
I mean, it's got the one song that I love that the Shakedown Boys or whatever the name
right,
are
right.
That they sing in the movie George Clooney sings, but other than that, and it's got a lot of violins and stuff. I got to bring it into the great background music
it
for
would.
This show.
The White House did a quick reversal today on a couple of sensitive issues. A White House official told reporters that the West Wing offices on AIDS and race relations would be closed.
Shocker!
With their work being relegated to other agencies, but almost before anyone could object, the press secretary said the announcement was a mistake, that the offices would remain open in the West Wing of the White House, and in fact, that the Race Relations Office would be expanded there. Even President Bush came forward to clarify what happened today. Here's tape from President Bush.
Oh, I'm sorry, President Bush.
When you look at the black race, black people are very gifted in what we call worship and celebration.
I don't think that's
a lot of us like to dance, and if you go to a black church, you see people jumping up and down. Because they really get into it.
This is President Bush.
White people were blessed with the gift of structure and organization.
George Bush.
All right, I'm sorry.
Labeled President Bush. I think it has a number three on
number
the label.
Three?
That's the one.
Yeah, that's it. Play that one.
Here he is.
I know as a Green Bay Packer and a professional athlete, I've disappointed many, many people.
Dave. It's a theme tape.
No. All right. Really, this time. Really?
Yeah. President Bush.
Nothing to do with the Green Bay Packers.
Clarifying the mix-up today at the White House.
Yeah, hello, Rob. It's Dick Van Patten.
All right. Here it is.
We're concerned about AIDS inside our White House. Make no mistake about it.
Hey, stop it right there.
Yeah.
Isolate that one.
I'm glad you noticed that.
Concerned about AIDS in the White House. Right, because Clinton was there.
No, we're concerned now about AIDS. I was in the private residence. Exercising. You bet I was.
I bet he got the AIDS.
Mr. President, we believe that President Clinton got AIDS all over the place.
Well, we're going to take that furniture back anyway. We're going to fumigate it, disinfect it, and then I'll be in the president's living quarters.
We believe your chair is covered with AIDS.
I'm not going to sit in it. It's covered with AIDS. Open up that office again.
And ours is an administration that will fight for fair, just law in the country.
There you go.
He sounds tired already.
Hold on, but let that recue just so we can hear that first part again.
Yeah, I was surprised when I heard that earlier today myself. President Bush talking about these two offices that we were told had been closed, and now they say the offices not only won't be closed, but one of them will be expanded.
Well, it's good just by itself.
Yeah. We're concerned about AIDS inside our White House.
There you go.
Oh, boy, you!
Hold on, time out. We will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.
Take your love and shove it up your big fat ass. You know you're the reason we're through.
What?
I'm tired of all the yelling and the fights that we had. It won't be cold to you.
What? What?
Now
what?
You moan and you groan and you bitch and you whine. You make every beef we got last.
What?
Well, I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you. Take your love, shove it up your big fat ass.
This is TV's Leah Remini. Jack Diamond is a horse's ass.
Women love their penises. Don and Mike.
Yeah. That's a fact. And now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzzy.
Hi, Don and Mike.
He was the king of the cowboys. She was his queen. Roy Rogers' widow, Dale Evans, died today at the age of 88.
No!
Yes. She appeared with her husband in many popular Western movies and TV shows.
Hold on. I'm getting some kind of a psychic transmission.
Message.
Hold on. Three letters.
Uh-huh.
B.
B.
First letter is B.
F.
Second letter is
B.
F.
F. D.
The letters are B, F, D.
She also co-wrote their theme song, Happy Trails to You, which some of us old folks grew up with. She died at her home of heart failure.
There it is.
Yeah.
Bye, Dale.
I'm getting another...
another message?
F? Oh.
I thought they're just initials. F-O.
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 Do the initials F-O mean anything? Is that the original? I don't think so.
Is that Roy?
That's Roy.
Yeah.
That's young Roy singing that.
Listen to that voice.
Stormy weather.
Now we're in your wheelhouse.
There we go.
La, la, la,
there you go.
La, la,
la.
There's what you can do on the secret song.
Yeah, I have all his CDs.
Well, it's official. 2 days after.
Yes.
Happy trails, Dale. Oops. It's official. 2 days after announcing their separation, Tom Cruise has filed for divorce from Nicole Kidman. He blames irreconcilable differences for the demise of their 10-year marriage. The divorce papers also reveal that the couple has been separated since December. Cruz's lawyer says Tom wants the divorce to be amicable and that his major concern is the welfare of the children.
Oh, boy, you!
Halle Berry is married again, though. She tells Entertainment Tonight she had a secret ceremony with her longtime love, singer Eric Benet, 2 weeks ago in Los Angeles. The ex-wife of Yankee slugger David Justice also says that she tried to commit suicide with her two shih tzus when her first marriage ended.
Her shih tzus.
I don't know what that means. How do you... I don't know.
Actor Don Johnson.
Boy, hold on. I'm just thinking about that.
How do you commit suicide with your shih tzus?
You bring your shih tzus into the car with you and put the hose from the exhaust pipe into the...
I have to watch E.T., I guess. I have no idea.
You force the shih tzus to eat sleeping pills, and then you take your own.
Who knows?
Or perhaps you could, shoot both shih tzus and then put the gun to your own head. Or you could tie tiny little, twine around the shih tzus' necks and then get a real rope to yourself.
You're giving us a lot of thought.
Yeah. You'd beat yourself to death with the shih tzus.
Yeah, you're killing yourself and the shih tzus.
Exactly. Who knows what she meant? Bob Goen will know.
Actually, if she had a gay experience, or had a gay wedding with Deborah Harry, it would be Halle Berry Harry.
I'd pay to see that. Actor Don Johnson has been accused of making lewd comments to a San Francisco area woman. The two reportedly crossed paths in a sushi bar as she was headed for the restroom 3 Saturdays ago. But Johnson has a good lawyer. Listen to this.
Four years ago, when he was accused
Stay
of...
Stay cool. Stay cool.
That's the one.
Lawyer's not Don Levine from his
I think it is. 4 years ago, when Don Johnson was accused of sexually harassing two of his female employees on his show, the parties involved reached a confidential out-of-court settlement. As to the latest accusation, Johnson's lawyer denies it and says the woman probably came on to his client.
Yeah, well, he's as big as a beer can.
His lawyer says Don Johnson cannot possibly accommodate all of the women who approach him.
And he can't accommodate a pair of pants.
Hold on, we'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
You know something, Archie? Just because a guy is sensitive and he's an intellectual and he wears glasses, you make him out a queer.
I never said a guy who wears glasses is a queer. A guy who wears glasses is a four eyes. A guy who's a fag is a queer.
Providing the soundtrack to your thunderous orgasm, the Don and Mike Show.
Tomorrow, giving away a $1,000 pair of diamond earrings from Mervis Diamond Importers. MervisDiamond.com. Tomorrow we'll be playing What My Wife Doesn't Know Won't Hurt Her.
Right.
And on Valentine's Day, the Great Nude Blind Date.
Fantastic.
If you're a girl of a various shape or size, and you want a chance to win $1,000, call Charlie or Lisa. Call the voicemail, the business line, 703-691-1900. Please don't call us on the air.
No.
Because we don't want to hear anything about you
right
on the air, to keep it a total secret for The Bachelor.
Or pull back the curtain the day we do it.
Right. For next Wednesday, to pull back the meat curtains.
Do it.
For next Wednesday's Big Valentine's Day Blind Date Show. Now here is Buzz.
In sports, Minnesota running back Robert Smith is retiring. The 28-year-old leaves the Vikings as their all-time leading rusher with over 6,800 yards in 8 years.
Hey, way to go on a winning note.
He won't defend his title in the slam dunk contest, but Toronto's Vince Carter says he will play in Sunday's NBA All-Star game. Carter's been bothered by a knee injury.
Oh, and Stevie V, if you're listening, still can't get tickets.
And the NBA has picked Shaquille O'Neal's replacement for the West squad in that All-Star game. It's Sacramento's Vlade Divac. A 12-year veteran, O'Neal has a strained foot.
Divac. Vlade Divac.
Hey, okay. I'll kiss you later.
The NFL is telling its teams they cannot sign former Green Bay Packer Mark Shimura until the commissioner reviews his case. In other words, there'll have to be a hearing, and there will be. Maybe this week, maybe next.
This is Lester Burnham. I'm Lester Burnham.
One of our best calls today.
Yeah.
Shimura was found innocent Saturday of the sexual assault charges against him involving a 17-year-old girl. The 32-year-old former Pro Bowl tight end hasn't played since the fall of 99 when he hurt his neck. He has since fully recovered from that. And finally, a guy in Knoxville, Tennessee is in trouble for putting nude pictures of himself under the windshield wipers of women's cars. Hey, he's not in trouble for the nudity. He's in trouble for the sawed-off shotgun that's in the picture with him. Brian McFarland now faces 2 to 3 years in prison on a federal weapons charge. It's illegal to have...
Stacked and packed. That's not a shotgun.
Whatever it is, it's sawed off and you can't have it. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
That's it. We got to go. Thank you, Buzz. Thank you, guys. I'll be back tomorrow with the all-new episode, Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Correct, Amundo. What's your name, my friend?
Jamie.
Hi, Jamie. Where are you from?
Reno.
Reno. We'll be there.
Yeah, so will I.
In 2 weeks. And you've won the loving couple Monkey Graham from Worldwide Monkey Graham. It's a male monkey and a female monkey. Of course, that means she's got a P-U-Z-Z-Y. And they can have all kinds of crazy sex poses. Plus a box of chocolate troubles.
Oh.
There's a worldwide monkey gram today by calling 1-800-85-85-101. Thank you for listening.
Thanks. Love that monkey gram commercial.
Hope to see you at... what's the name of the place?
Harris
in Lake Tahoe on Friday, Feb 23. That's when we'll be out there. Gotta go. Oh, and we'll be joined in Reno by Bonnie Bernstein from CBS Sports. Gotta go. See you tomorrow. Thank you. Good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Robbie, yes. If you don't mind, if you please, throw your beret in the air, just like Sidney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make it.
Oh,
you
know.
Well, girl, we will see you tomorrow.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Until we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, The Don and Mike Show.